Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC? CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs and security for show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show today.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK. Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
And we'll get you laid.
That's not necessary.
Oh, we'll get you some chicken.
All right.
If I ever get to that point when someone says to me, I'll get you a piece of ass, or you can have chicken, and I choose the chicken,
yeah.
Please, at that point, somebody shoot me.
What about you, Buzz?
No, absolutely. That's over chicken.
That's over chicken.
All the time. You boys have never really appreciated chicken. That's
what you've never really appreciated that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi. 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 Hi.
Woo-hoo. Hey, that's cool.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Roger Dorno could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Yeah, there I was in church. Sunday.
Sunday.
And I said, look at the stained glass. You see that man with the Redskins cap on?
All the buttons on it?
Yes. That is, in fact, the Son of God,
Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I'm surprised Phil was here today.
Why?
I thought he was going to be invested in it. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. 4-Hour Show and all the ships at sea. Personally responsible for sterilizing the lethal injection syringes.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday, June 11th. If you weren't listening on Friday to the best of, well... F you.
Right.
Because we're not going to go through and recreate the drama that was Friday's episode as to why we had missed 2 days of work last week.
Right. We did that. We did that on Friday.
Covered ground.
Done.
Suffice to say, if someone should tape this and dig a hole and bury it, because I know someday it'll come back to haunt us, but...
You bet it will.
We're very happy working for Infinity Broadcasting.
Yeah, for now we are.
So we're happy for the next 2 years.
Sure.
Because we got, I'm regressing.
Once again, tape that.
I'm regressing. Here we are, now in control, gentlemen.
Happy for 2 years.
Timothy McVeigh.
That's funny.
Is dead.
You don't think we'll be happy for the next 2 years?
Well, you know, if you're defining happiness as, like, coming in here and doing every show happy and being in a good mood and happy with the situation and never having a conflict with management and just being in a state of euphoria for the next 2 years, I'd like to maybe get a head-shaving bet with you on that.
Okay. No thanks.
Okay.
But right now, today...
Right now, euphoric.
We're happy.
Yay.
Very happy today. Glad to be back. Yes, Timothy McVeigh is dead. And more importantly, Katie Andy Couric's hairstylist, hopefully by the time they hear this, will also be dead. Because I'm watching this today on the Today Show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Timothy McVeigh execution. And you know, it's very misleading to have the graphic that says the execution of Timothy McVeigh, because frankly, we don't get to see it.
No.
All you get to see is the computer-generated images of what the room is like, where he's going to get the lethal injection. And
as your executions go, even if you had a camera in there, really not much going on with that type of execution.
No.
The lethal injection is, I suppose, if you can call an execution humane, it is the most humane way of putting somebody to death.
I heard them describing the fact that they shoot him up with three different substances.
Right. Yeah, they tranquilize him. I mean, they put him out, really. Mm-hmm.
And if they were, from what I understand, if they were to take out the second substance,
right,
when they shot him with the poison stuff,
right,
he would, like, twitch and spaz.
Yeah, he'd flip around a little bit.
He'd bite his tongue off. I mean, frankly, isn't that what you want to see in an execution?
I would say there are probably a lot of families in Oklahoma City that would like to see that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm watching this today, and really I'm realizing I'm not going to see anything when I'm up watching the execution of Timothy McVeigh.
No.
But they have Katie Couric. She's in Oklahoma City, and I guess because it was, you know, serious stuff,
right?
She's up on top of a building, and I guess...
Really? She was that distraught?
No.
About her hair?
That's where they had the set, I think.
The location.
She was on a windy site, and because they were worried about her normally pretty hairdo blowing in her face... And
her pixie-like Peter Pan hair.
Yeah, and taking away from the seriousness of this execution...
Right.
Somebody grabbed her hair... and pulled it all back,
mm-hmm,
stretched it back tight, and I'm telling you, Katie Couric has a forehead as big as the state of Rhode Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Not becoming that pulled back hair. Some women look absolutely ravishing with that hairstyle.
And the next person to be executed should be her hairstylist.
And maybe her makeup artist, because it looked like she didn't have any makeup on this morning.
Well, again,
as well.
Buzz, I think that gets into the whole thing about... You know, you're...
The seriousness of the...
You got to be serious.
Right.
You got to be serious. But
right,
listen, I say, you know, I've said all along, go the other way. Mm-hmm. Let's turn it into the show that...
Public spectacle.
That the American people want.
Wear a gown.
Yeah, right. Have Katie Couric wear an evening gown. Let Matt Lauer wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Sure.
I mean, and really, show us this Timothy McVeigh stuff on television.
What you could do is make it like the old Johnny anniversary shows. Matt Lauer could have a tux, and they could have clips of other executions.
Absolutely.
Leading up to it.
And really, I think hanging... The best way to do it, put Timothy McVeigh on a horse with his hands tied behind his back, and then have one of the designated family members come over and hit the horse in the butt, and then it runs off. I mean, that's the Old West style hat.
That'd be good.
And I'm a proponent of the old-fashioned electric chair, would you?
Yes.
Where he gets the metal hat that puts on his head.
And... Like Grandpa's chair in the Munster.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Yeah,
the old fan, because that one, I mean, you know, as executions go, I heard there used to be some real shows.
And where you can actually smell the burning flesh.
Ugh. Right.
As he's electrocuted.
And you know, you've heard a lot of talk about the guillotine, you've heard that, but you know what? Let's go that Middle Eastern way, where they just have the guy with the giant sword come out.
Excellent.
You know, right down there, bingo bango.
Or you could draw and quarter them.
Yeah. I you know, even I would have a tough time
with
that.
That's like for extreme sport.
Not me.
Yeah, I know. But
not with a bastard like him.
Hey, I saw Braveheart, okay? You know, that did not look pretty, even though you didn't see anything with Mel Gibson.
Or some gladiator type stuff. You know, I mean, there was lots of gruesome killing in the movie Gladiator.
Why don't you have him do what Russell Crowe did, you know, with the two swords, where he walks up to the guy and he goes, phew!
Yeah.
Off with his head.
Wow. Clean off.
Good.
Take his head clean off. All I know is that it sucks. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm left with a bitter taste in my mouth, because frankly, the bastard, Timothy McVeigh...
He was remorseless in that.
He got the easy way out, man. He just got to have two pints of ice cream last night.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes to sleep this morning at 8 o'clock and...
And that's it.
It's over. It's done.
And, you know, from everything I've heard, it was remorseless that he didn't say anything that, you know, he quoted some Captain My Captain poem or something like that. And, you know, they interviewed one of the fathers.
I think it was Grand Funk, wasn't it?
Closer to home.
Getting closer to my home.
They interviewed one of the, I think, parents or something like that.
Right.
Said, you know, how do you feel? They said, there's no... satisfaction. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
of course not.
You know, the people are still gone, and that's it. I think maybe if he says something, I don't know if the killer, if the monster himself can say anything that would make the families better, but if he apologized, it would have been something.
Even if he did it, you know, he didn't mean it, which is why this whole deal was, listen, America's already given the bad rap around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I love this, the Germans, please.
Mm.
The Germans dare ridicule us for executions. For killing dangerous members of society, please. The Germans,
don't they still have the lead if you're counting history.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello. Attention. Hello. Nazis. You know, how dare you criticize us for this? Well, I saw this today on TV. I saw it on one of the channels this morning. They had a woman from Irish TV and a guy from British TV and a guy from German TV. And they're all saying how heartless the Americans are and how, you know, we should go with rehabilitation. And it says a lot about the American society that, they, you know, 70% of the American people for the killing of Timothy McVeigh.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if we're going to get this wrap around the world, let's go all the way with it.
I agree with you. You either do it all the way or don't do it at all.
You know, put the thing on TV. I don't care, you know, and make it a pay-per-view and give all of the money to the families. Let the families all split the money equally.
That's a wonderful idea.
You know, because, I mean, if you can, listen, if you can get people to pay for Joe Frazier's daughter,
right,
boxing Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Hey, that's a fantastic event.
You can get people to pay to watch Timothy McVeigh being executed, but they would not pay to watch him get the lethal injections.
You know, the thing is, Muhammad Ali's daughter is a pure boxer, and Joe Frazier's daughter is a puncher. You know, it's just like daddy's. I mean, that's it. It's just like dad did. It's the same kind of fighters.
But if there's stupid people out there who would pay to watch those two girls box,
mm-hmm.
then there's tons more people who would pay to watch Timothy McVeigh being killed, but you'd have to give them the real show. I mean, you'd have to, if you got to give the injection, take out the middle part, That sedates him. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, let's see him shake. Let's see his eyeballs pop out. Let's see him bite off his tongue. Let's see him spaz. Let's see him foam from the mouth.
Yeah, they used to do it. You know, it used to be a big show.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, he's dead, and that's it. And even worse, all the time and effort that we put in securing hotel rooms and, mm-hmm. and dinner reservations and getting hookers lined up for Dennis Murphy, all
right.
that, and Dennis didn't even make it out to Terre Haute today.
Just couldn't make it on time, Don.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Just couldn't make it on time.
Couldn't so, beat there, Dennis Murphy.
So he's dead. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Hi. Yes, hi.
According to your theory, is Timothy McVeigh on the bottom floor of heaven this morning?
Now, if you want me to get all serious on your ass,
are you going to have a? Are you going to launch into a theological discussion?
No,
No, I'm talking to Don,
no,
sir. I'm talking to Don.
Talking to me.
Are you going to launch into your theology regarding Timothy McVeigh?
Yes, he would be on the bottom floor of heaven.
I would think so.
Oh man,
I'm afraid he is.
Sucks.
Listen, we live with a merciful God. Okay.
Your theology, I always get a little confused, but just if we're recapping, your theology, no hell exists.
Correct.
There's no bad place.
However, there
is a tier system.
There is a bottom floor to heaven.
Okay.
There is the basement of heaven. There is no hell. God loves everybody.
You know, I found myself, if I made an argument.
Even the worst animals he loves.
If I made an argument for you right now, it would be right out of a cliche book, you know. If there is a hell, I'm sure he's in it.
But there's not. I don't think.
What is he doing right now?
Right now, most likely, he's probably working at a Burger King. What I mean is, think of the worst possible existence. He's probably having to cook French fries at the Burger King on the bottom level of hell. Or he's having to spit shine shoes. Or he's having to, he's having to give old people change their colostomy bags. Whatever it is he's doing.
My version of heaven, I don't have necessarily a version of hell, but my version of heaven, really, seriously, the way I believe is that heaven will be when you get there, you are reunited with people that have gone before you, people that you love. That to me would be what I think would be wonderful. That would be,
If
that's Timothy McVeigh's deal, Timothy McVeigh probably is in kind of a hell because he probably doesn't have anybody up there that he's really close to. No.
God, I'm hoping by the time I get there, the last thing I want to do is get up there see my mom and dad up there.
Huh?
Like, Jesus Christ.
No, yeah, but that's, you wouldn't. You would see people that you cared for.
Yeah. Well, then it would be a very small room I was in.
Which you would like.
Yeah, right. With all the accoutrements.
Maybe you'd like it.
With surround sound and everything.
Sure.
Yeah, but no, to answer your question, yes, I'm afraid to say, from my way of thinking, he is in heaven, but he's at the absolute lowest rung.
Hmm. Right.
Well, thank you, Don. I mean, he's, thanks, guys, for the clarification.
Well, let me just say, he's looking down at Hitler, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, Hitler is...
Not looking up at Hitler?
No.
Okay.
He's looking down at Hitler.
Not maybe eye to eye with Hitler. Some people might make an argument there. No, well, Hitler's
when you go in, settled. When you go in, just the
number of people,
the
number of victims.
Number of right. people killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, God, it's a shocking thought.
He might be in a bunk bed situation with Hitler.
That'd be all right.
Where maybe he's on the top bunk and Hitler's
sure.
at the bottom bunk.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
Very weird. And the whole thing, I mean, all the circus atmosphere around this execution, I always feel very weird about it. I feel very, very strange about it. I mean, it depends on how you look at the death penalty. It's like when you hear the father that comes out and says, you know, do I feel satisfied? Yeah, I think it's a stupid question to ask because they say they don't feel satisfied. So right. No matter how you feel about the guy, I almost agree. Either you don't do it at all or you do it where, I mean, if the guy is remorseless.
He cut his balls off on television. Listen,
you're not going to do it that way. I say you let him live and think about it every day of his life until he rots.
We're killing this bastard. Do you get what I'm saying? We're killing him. Why are we making it pleasurable for Timothy McVeigh just to go to sleep?
He's probably the type of guy that, you know, it would wear on him after a while. You know, and he might, you know, they say he's remorseless, but
right.
He probably thinks about it all the time. And he'd probably want to off himself. He sounded like he wanted the execution to be carried out.
And that, Mike, according to the way I believe religion,
right,
that's the way to get into, if there is a hell,
right,
that's the way you do it. You kill yourself, you piss God off.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know,
so I hope he kills himself.
If he felt that way, he
would have hoped he would have killed himself.
He could do it with a bottle of sleeping pills, and that's basically what they do to him anyway. I mean, it's just administered with IV. That's it. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's weird.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got an idea for you for killing Timothy McVeigh.
Yes.
Stick him in the chair like they did in the Green Mile. When they just put the water in the sponge.
Oh, my God. Did you see that one?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm a favor of any kind of chair execution. That's good.
Mr. Jingles.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, no, I think they should have buried him in sand, poured honey on his face, and let ants eat him.
Again, I would be for that. Hello,
I believe an old Native American method of execution. So.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. You know, they should have stuck a piece of dynamite to his ass and had him run.
You know, these are all outstanding ideas.
That would be, you know, all the ideas we've heard so far make for great television.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Because, listen, be honest. Who didn't get up this morning, watch it, and you felt like you watched? You know, it's like when you wait all year for the Super Bowl, and, like, one team is winning 24-0 to the first quarter.
Right.
It's like, unless you're really rooting for the team that's winning, it sucks. And who was rooting for Timothy McVeigh?
Nobody
was.
Yeah, nobody was.
Nobody was. So everybody's let down. I mean, kill him.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I hope they get that other guy, too. You know, I mean, Timothy McVeigh, whoever that
Nichols,
is.
Terry Nichols.
Terry Nichols.
He could get to this.
He's really fighting it, too.
Yes.
He's another, I mean, he's a real prick.
Bro. Hello.
What?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, he may be on the bottom floor of heaven, but all those people he killed in that building are taking a big, giant dump on him right now.
Amen.
Yes, you know, that I don't disagree with, that he looks up and he has just excrement falling on him constantly.
We all know what rolls downhill.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Although I think I was on a hiking trip one time, and I might have proved that wrong. I don't think there was any rolling whatsoever.
Wow. Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, Radio God.
Hi there.
I have an idea of how Timothy McVeigh should have been executed.
All right.
You remember what they used to do back in the medieval times? They would sit him in that wooden chair with the like the metal collar that goes around his neck.
Right.
And the spinal tap.
Oh, what do you mean? The collar around his neck gets tighter and tighter?
No, what it is it's like the collar stays the same. It's just he puts his head up through it, and like there's this post at the back of the chair. And,
no, I'm sorry. You know what? That's the first bad idea I've heard today.
Yeah. Well, I'm unable to express it either. You know, it might have been a bad idea, but he wasn't even able to get it out. You know, putting your head through the collar.
Hello.
What do you do? Turn into Beetlejuice for a second, and then pop your head out like a cartoon? You know what I mean? If it's a metal collar to go around your neck, and you just make your brain small and squeeze your head through it.
My favorite part of Beetlejuice is the very end where he's got the big body and the little tiny head. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think they should handcuff him and walk through the streets of Oklahoma and let all the families beat him to death.
Let all who eat him to death?
All the families of the...
Oh, you said beat him to death. I thought you said let them eat him to death.
Well, they could do that too.
You know, that's another area of the world where stoning.
Yeah.
That's in the Bible also. That sounds like, that could be it too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
I like the cartoon method. You tie him down on a log, you know, his legs split open and send him into the wood mills, you know, saw blade.
Hey, no, again, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Cut him right down the middle.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don. It's my show.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
As I try to maintain my enthusiasm as it begins to get just a little
Come
disturbing
on.
In
it's
here.
It's Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, that's what I have to keep remembering. It's
right.
Timothy McVeigh.
Nothing is too bad for that
See,
bastard.
Every time you do that, well, I don't even think of him as a human being. I think of him just as, you know, a slab of meat. Just picturing. Every time you do that, I have this ability to picture that form of execution.
Hello?
Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
Take meat hooks and put them through his ankles and through the flat part of his foot and hang him upside down.
What is the flat part of his foot called, sir?
The plantar region.
All right, so you put it
That's
in the...
good. You know what? I didn't expect you to get that.
Yeah, that's good. You put it in the plantar region of his foot, a hook, and then what do you do?
And behind the Achilles tendon, so it's four hooks all together.
Now, see, it's working better now that you're using the medical terminology.
All right, okay. So
you got... Then you give him a blood-thinning agent, but I don't know what the hell they're called.
All right.
Aspirin.
Make big slits in his fingertips and his hands, and let him hang upside down and watch himself bleed to death.
Wow. Man, that's cool.
That is cold.
All right, hey, someone's been reading too many Dungeons and Dragons. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
I'm just curious, do you think Timothy McVeigh's going to get the big pineapple or the little pineapple up the behind?
He's telling you, you know, and that's on pay-per-view now.
Right.
You should rent it.
Right, Little Nicky.
Hitler is wearing a French maid's outfit.
Right.
He's in hell, and every day Hitler has to bend over. And Satan takes. Hello,
that's
Don.
Gotta leave a mark.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
I've always been a firm believer that the punishment needs to fit the crime. They should have blew his ass up.
All right, thank you. Well, listen.
One of the stations this morning, I don't know if it was CNN or Headline News, they made the comment when they were addressing McVeigh. They said, of what a decorated Gulf War veteran this guy was.
Oh, please, kiss my ass with that. You know, I don't care what he did before he killed those people.
He's a shame in American, you know.
Hey, he killed those people. He negated anything that he did in the Gulf War.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think most people are in agreement. Good riddance, he's dead. But if it happens again, we'd like to see him maybe, you know, tortured a little bit. And frankly, who am I to say something bad about our president or commander-in-chief? But I know that in his heart...
In his ticker.
Right. Ticker.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush loves killing people.
Yeah, well, look at his record as Texas governor.
He loves executing people.
Yeah, he was good at it in Texas.
And I was not happy with his performance this morning at 9:45 Eastern Time. I don't want to see somber George Bush on TV. This is a sad day. We've done what we've had. And come on, please, I want the real George Bush. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself with this. You're going to hear the real George Bush in a few moments on this show.
Yeah, good. We have a special line where you're going to be able. And we heard, I mean, the rumor is that, I mean, nothing gets him going more.
He's got a giant boner. He's
very, very exciting.
So excited about the fact Timothy McVeigh is.
Apparently he's been talking about it all day.
Okay, listen, before we go, and that's coming up on our satellite thing here in a second. Before we get to that, I just have to, a couple of weekend things, and then I know Mike's got a lot of weekend stuff to tell you about.
Oh, yeah.
My weekend actually was, compared to Mike's, virtually nothing.
I have to say a few thank yous for my weekend.
My wife's birthday was last Thursday.
Right.
And as it turns out, her birthday was right in the middle of our window and our contract, with our contract being negotiated.
Right.
So I effed up her birthday real good because we didn't do anything for her birthday because we were on the phone with our agents and the lawyers and all that other crap. And I guess it was about a month and a half ago I was lecturing you one day on the way to take care of your wife.
Yes, you did. You were going through the details on how to celebrate her birthday.
And Mother's Day. As it turns out...
They're both the same. It's the same kind of date.
Same week for you.
Same week.
I ended up really effing up Mother's Day.
Right.
But without getting into any details... I just want to say, I covered this birthday. Let me just predict that today you're going to hear my wife happier, maybe, than you've ever heard her.
Good work. You must have aced it.
Oh, I hit a home friggin' run.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I mean, sensitive, that's me.
Well,
hello.
Well, hi, my handsome husband.
Wow.
Listen to this.
Right? Right, I did it right, correct?
Oh, you were wonderful. I was so pleased. You know, you get so much more credit no matter what. the event you had planned had been, it was the simple fact that you were planning something for me.
But still, even beyond that.
Oh, and then you did a great job on top of it. But you had already made all the brownie points just by planning and caring.
Took care of it all.
Right.
Covered everything. Kept her in the dark about it. She didn't have a clue what was happening.
Yeah, you covered someone to hang out with Bart. Everything was taken care of. And when Bart had gone to his prom, and he had arranged for the limo and that kind of thing, I had been telling friends, well, he gets that from me. His father couldn't plan anything to save his life. And you proved me so wrong.
You're
so thoughtful.
I got you. I really got her.
So it was on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the birthday festivities?
It was a
10. Wow.
I told you.
Whoa, she doesn't dole those out.
No, she doesn't.
Absolutely. You couldn't have made it any more special.
Everything perfectly. The only reason I'm not going to tell you what happened is because really you'll think I'm a giant pussy. You will think I am the world's biggest pussy.
That's what works, though.
If you knew all the stuff that I did, all of the small things that I did to make sure that she had a beautiful birthday.
It's good.
But that lecture I was giving you a while ago when I didn't do it, right? I did it this time.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Did it this time. Mm-hmm. So, I'm off the hook. Hey, tomorrow night, Rob, you and I go out and get hookers.
Okay, good.
And I'm fine. I'm fine telling my wife now I'm going to get a hooker tomorrow night.
Well, that's what Rob always wants. Anywhere you go, it's always get the hookers.
Because that's how great my wife's birthday celebration was.
That's a good thing, and she sounds as happy as I've heard her in a long time.
No, and even the fact that you thought it was my 45th birthday was okay. I don't know if you went extra, hard trying to plan it because you thought it was,
No, that was simply a fact that was not really at the time thinking a lot about your birthday when I gave you the card. We were right in the middle of our contract thing, and I gave her card on Thursday morning, and I wrote in real big letters on the front of the card, happy 45th birthday, and
right.
Even inside the card where it says happy birthday, I put a little arrow that said 45th.
I find that after 40, though, you begin to have difficulty knowing what your own age is.
I was forgetting, too, and I tell you, and if you're going to err it on the side of not enough years.
Right.
You can't really get mad at that.
That's okay.
I covered it. That's all I got to say. I covered it. I like to think, as I was telling Fruity yesterday, I pulled a buzz.
Hey,
you know what I did?
Buzz?
Yeah, I pulled a buzz. As a matter of fact, let me just say, no offense, Buzz, you have never done it as well as I did it.
I got a sense you're right about that.
You never had it as perfect as I had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should do marriage seminars or something, my darling.
No, I don't want to do marriage.
You are enthusiastic on the subject. I mean, when you were talking about Mother's Day to me, I mean, you love to share, how to treat a lady.
Well, I did it right. And I would, really, I tell you, except you think I'm the biggest pussy in the world. And I like the fact that people generally, when they listen to the show, hate me and think I'm a dick.
I know you like it.
That it involved a hotel.
Now listen.
It involved champagne and flowers.
If you're going to start it, come on now, listen. I thought we had a deal.
I know, but
our deal was.
I know. I just wanted to get.
If I do nice stuff for you, it's a secret.
Okay.
Suffice to say, everything was done correctly.
I just wanted to spread a little credit to you, boo.
No need. All right, honey.
All right. Love you.
All right. Love you too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Good job. Listen to that happy woman. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That woman, one of the first things I said, we were talking in the office, and you were telling me what happened. And I said to you, is it still lasting? Is it still lingering? And that phone call serves that.
Absolutely. And Rob, I'm serious.
Okay.
Rob and I are going out to a function tomorrow night together. You get us some real cheap hookers.
No, I want a good hooker. Let's get good hookers.
No, let's get like $20 hookers.
All right.
Because I'm in such good graces with my wife.
The thing that's good about that, you can, on your way to the event, you can pick them up in the car.
Yeah, right.
Usually for that price.
We'll find us some Fairfax hookers.
Yeah, I don't think you can find them.
No, there's no $20 hooker at Fairfax.
No, absolutely not.
They have to be a change for a $5.
You might be able to talk like a regular suburban woman into something, but, I don't think you can find them on the street. I don't think that'll work out very well.
Go cruise the McDonald's down the street. Hey, baby.
So, listen, suffice to say, it worked out okay.
She's a happy lady.
She's happy.
Excellent.
If she's happy, she's not bitching at me, I'm happy.
She's a happy lady.
And you're
your weekend?
A huge weekend. Huge weekend. It started in earnest. The real big day was Saturday, which was my daughter's birthday party. And much excitement as we paid this amusement company. Now, you probably have been down this road with kids' birthday parties, but this is really... Now that my daughter is six, this is something that is new to me, where it's the big event, because she's in school, and she's got her school friends, and she's in T-ball, and she's got her T-ball friends. So we have about 1 million children coming over to the house, and we're preparing, and the whole thing on the invitation was this, we got this package deal where this amusement company comes out with a truck, and they blow up a moon bounce, and then they bring two ponies. So you got...
I never did that for my kids.
Pony rides for the kids. Wait, that's not it. A snow cone machine and a popcorn machine. All that included.
Wow.
Cool. All that included for that, which I thought was
that's a pretty good deal. That's pretty cheap.
$2 million.
It was really.
And so we're all excited. And it starts at 4:00. It's 4:05. The guests are starting to arrive. The kids are starting to arrive. No amusement people. Oh dear. You know, no people that are no carnival people that are coming with their amusement truck. Nobody there. 10 after they get there. And my first question for the guy, you know, is how long does it take? And I seem to think those moon bounces take like a half an hour to blow up. So no, we got a machine. It'll be inflated in 2 minutes.
Wow.
And I swear to God,
is that
I watched
like the AeroBed or something on TV. Have you seen that thing?
Yes.
The bed that you put in a bag and
mm-hmm.
you can pump it up in 1 minute.
It was astonishing how quickly this thing came to life and the kids were in it. I mean, it was like. I think by 4:20, the kids were already starting to bounce in the most. So, you know, we're completely relieved. Everything's fine with that. And then, of course, the pony rides were, I mean, huge for kids. I mean, I thought I was just very, very proud to be able to, you know, put on this kind of show for all these kids. It was fantastic. And I, you know, I'm having a lot of the dads over who are good friends of mine and the moms. And, you know, we're realizing that it's kind of a daddy's party, too, which is great.
Oh,
since, you know, we've got the kids, you know, taken care of down there. You got all the people running around, got, on the swings. Everybody's running around. Everybody's very content. One of the parents' comments to me was that this was the best kids' party for adults she had ever been to. Because, you know, a lot of the people that my daughter hangs out with are very good friends of mine, and so the day continued to linger, and I'm cooking burgers on the grill, and I went inside to the kitchen, and I come back out, and I see a gathering of like 20 people around, and somebody's holding a kid. Well, it turns out it's my kid, and that of all the kids at the party, they've gotten too close to the dog's pen where the dogs are, and the dog went and it spooked the pony, and the good old pony decided to gallop, and my daughter was like hanging off the side of the pony.
Jesus.
And then the pony ran into a tree, and my daughter, you know, hit the ground.
Ouch.
And by the time I got down there, one of the parents, this is not what you say to me, you didn't see it, did you? I said, no. Thank God. And I'm like, oh my God, so I run over to my daughter and she's crying and but she's not badly hurt.
Good.
Thank God. But I mean, you know, if you're going to have a little shindig, you're going to have fun. What's the one horse to decide? It's going to throw my kid, you know, birthday girl.
The birthday kid.
So, but everything worked out. But it was stressful because, you know, you don't like to see your kid get hurt. And, you know, and it was a great birthday party. 5 seconds later, she walks over with my wife. Bam. Right on top of the horse again. Gets right up on top of the horse. So I give my daughter...
You didn't shoot the horse immediately?
No, I didn't. So he said, a couple of the mommies had said to me, if you had seen this, you know me, right? And you know how I react to stuff. It would have been... It would not have been...
It would have been like...
Everyone, get out!
Oh, no, it would have been like Blazing Saddles.
where I give a roundhouse to the pony. Well, they put the pony away after that. There were two ponies. This pony said once he gets spooked, he's jittery.
I hope they really put him away. Timothy McVeigh put him away.
So everything worked out with that. But it was stressful, and then the day continued, and by that time the party broke up. There were just a couple of parents left, including friends of mine, and... it was determined that we were going to venture out, to have a little evening. And three of the wives were there, and they all get along with my wife. And when that dynamic, you're familiar with this dynamic, it's where the wives are tight, and you ask permission for the two boys, the three boys, to go out at the same time.
The husbands, you mean.
And it works. That great karma works where we all get permission at once. But because we'd had... How shall I say, too much day already?
So you're drunk already.
It was determined that, I don't like that word. It was determined that, yes, we'd love to go out to this little watering hole, but
we really, none of us were capable of getting us to the watering hole. So
because you were drunk.
After about 15 calls to friends, you know, nakedly opportunistic phone calls saying, you know, could you want to come out with us? We were just calling friends of ours to see who was sober.
Be your designated driver.
Right. And, you know, everybody had plans, everybody. So we end up calling a cab, and somebody said to me, you know it's real bad when you call a cab to take you to the bar.
Yeah.
and needless to say, we got the cab. We got what would be described as the worst cab driver. It was an hour and 15 minutes. He said, he'll be there in 15 minutes. An hour and 15 minutes later, he shows up. And I figured out why when we get into the cab and we say, we'd like to go to such and such a place. And we venture out, and he is going down a 55-mile-an-hour road. Would anyone like to guess the speed that he was traveling?
I guess 25.
No, you're too high.
He was going
40. He had one of those, you know those, Rob, I think they're Chevys, those little Caprices have little digital speedometers on them.
15?
He was going 18 miles per hour.
On a 55-mile-an-hour road?
I said, I think he had a vision issue. I think he had a vision issue. And we finally get down to the watering hole, and we basically say, yeah, he was within 10 blocks of this place we wanted to go to. We said, just drop us off. Just drop us off right now. You can go. See you later. Well, we're out in an area that's not real trafficy, and it's hard to get a cab. And so we went down to our watering home. We proceeded to see this fantastic band. We had much revelry.
Drunker.
I know the guy that owns this joint. We had a really, really good time, and we're just, you know, the revelry is continuing. And then it's time. Well, it's about time we go. It's very, very late.
How late is it?
I have no idea. I know the end of the evening, but as we're walking out, we see this other joint, and we said, well, you know, we'll probably be able to get a cab. Wink, wink, down there. Well, that's not really the reason we went there. Yeah. We went there because it was another place to go.
Oh, my God.
And we walk in there, and there's the, you know, the place is completely empty except for, like, the remnants of this wedding party that's in there. And, you know, we're standing there, and we had one more, and then, we drove the wedding party out. You know, they left probably within 10 minutes of our being in there. And there was one, you know, there were three guys. There was a very attractive woman with one of these guys, and you know, we're all looking at this woman and this guy, and we strike up a conversation, and then I think two of us were saying, man, she is so nice looking, but look at this guy. Well, I think that kind of commentary finally drove them out, and they left. So here we are, and it's determined at that point the evening should end. You know, all good things must come. And I think at that moment it's probably 1:15-ish.
Okay.
1:30-ish.
Okay.
And we say to the bartender behind the bar, we say, you know, can you call us a cab, or can you give us the number of a cab? And this is the quote. And this is when we knew we were in trouble. The quote was, the man that owns the cab service in this town has had a heart attack. He will not be able to give you a ride. So apparently there's one cab service. We don't know what we're going to do. So we're in a little area.
Then the golden boy, shine again.
He did.
God love him, he did.
He triumphed. So we walk out, and we determine at this point we're going to have to walk down to the main drag, the main road, which is maybe a mile or two down the road. We're going to have to take a big, long walk. But we have, you know, your thinking is not all that clear.
Yeah, I know.
We're not going to call, you know, all of us, the three guys I'm with, my friend Randall and my friend Bill, we all have kids. So it's not like we can call wives to come and pick us up because they're with the kids. So we're going to walk down.
Oh, wait. Hold on. See, you lost me there for a second.
Yes.
When you went out.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying. Now, I thought originally,
we took a cab to go out.
I thought your wives were with you.
No.
So at that point it was, when you guys were so drunk,
it was the boys' night out at that point.
Okay, I got you. So it was just you and the other guys.
Yes,
okay.
And so we ended up, we go out, and it's just us. It's all evening, the three guys.
Okay.
And we're, so at the end of the evening, we decide, if this is when the connections are not being made. That's when you decide that you're going to walk like a mile to get to this main street, and somehow a cab will show up, which is not going to happen. But we walk out, and as we're walking out into the parking lot of this restaurant parking lot that is completely empty, this young man comes out. I think he might have come out of the kitchen. He was coming out of somewhere. I don't remember the details. Don't press me on them. All I know is he was a young guy that looked like he was wrapping up work. And we turned around, and, you know, we said, how much cash do you have? And we got some cash together. I think we got like $100 together between us. We decide we're going to spend every nickel of it on this kid and see if he'll take a bribe. And we say, yo, and he looks at us kind of wide-eyed, you know, excuse me, If you give us a ride, we'll pay you $100 if you get us back home.
Damn.
We didn't have any choice. We had no option. So we're looking at this guy, and the kid, you know, I mean, he's like 20, 21 years old. He's like, immediately, hey, hop in. So he hops in, and so as we get there, we start venturing out. We tell him where we are. He said, ah, it's not too far. I can handle that. And at that point, I think I may have said to him, are you hungry? Who wants some flapjacks right now? So I said, is there, you know, a place to eat around here? Yeah, there's a diner up the street. I said, hey, you want to get something to eat? We'll buy you breakfast, too. So we end up with, I think the guy's name was Eric. I think that's what his name. Very nice guy. I think, you know, probably a little weirded out. You know, he doesn't know
if we're... Yeah, no kidding.
He doesn't know if we're axe murderers or anything like that.
And you don't know if he's an axe murderer.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, you know, I got my buddy that's the, you know, the football guy. He can handle it. You know, he's no problem at all, you know. But we did look all the, here we are, the golfing guys, you know, going out there and so
bombed.
Banged up.
Give us a ride.
Give us a ride, man. And so we go to the diner. We have a very nice, I remember just pouring gravy over everything. I just got a plate of food and just poured some gravy over it. I mean, it was perfectly good food. Had a wonderful time. And then he drops me off at my house, and he was taking my other buddies home, too. So he made three stops along the way. But I think that was his name. And then I had a $100 bet with, this is about probably 2:15, 2:30 when I got dropped off. And at that point, my buddy made me a bet that I would not make my morning tea time, which was 8:06 a.m.
Oh, to play golf on Sunday?
To play golf. And so I said, you're on. You are on. And I woke up. I got that little alarm clock. You know I have that I wake up automatically. Can the golden boy shine again? I woke up at 6:30 in the morning.
All right.
And let me tell you, Rob.
Feeling great.
I felt wonderful. I don't think I've ever felt better in my life. And I'm sitting there, and it was the bet. It was the bet that got me out of bed. And I have a routine. I go down, and I fill the sink up with ice-cold water. Sometimes I even put ice in it. And on this occasion, I put ice cubes in the water. I fill up the sink in the kitchen. I plug the sink up, and I put ice in there, and I put it. And then I just dip my whole face in there for like 5 minutes.
That's like in a Huey Lewis video.
You know, I've had a hangover once before myself, and I think what's sad...
Right?
That we have routines.
Yeah.
That means we've battled them enough that we actually have figured out what works.
Well, what it is you have to go from the cold to the hot. And so what I do before I take a hot shower, I dip almost my whole head. If I get my whole head in there,
you crawl
into the ice water. And I do that, and it's just immediate. It's like, hello, world, hello. And then I go over, I take my vitamins, I take my Excedrin.
Vitamins?
And then no, that I cannot do. You can do that, I cannot. I cannot do hair. Well, that also is the way that I think, if I was able to do that, hair of the dog.
You'd be dead in 4 weeks.
I would be dead, seriously. You'd be like seeing me on a slab.
I think it's plenty of that you got bombed at your kid's party.
Right.
Then you were so bombed that you had to call a cab to take you to the next place where you got bombed.
Right.
Then we're so bombed that you had to hire some kid who you don't know to drive you home.
Right. It was banged up. Yeah.
Then you got up 4 hours later and put your head in
ice water.
In the sink in ice water.
Went up, took the shower, got out to the golf course, and was, you know, was fine. Made it through the entire 18 holes. But it didn't normally... It didn't affect me, my stomach, the upper. You know, normally you have that little nausea feeling, a little headache.
Well, heartburn, too.
No, but apparently that wasn't what did me in. What did me in may have been the breakfast in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
Because...
Food covered with gravy?
There was a fire down below a fire down below. And I was sitting at the golf club, and I was getting ready to go out and play, and I was about 5 minutes late because I was sitting on the bowl. And I was thinking, seriously, of the sound effects that we play.
Oh, you had that happening?
Anyone that had come into that that public restroom would have heard me making those sounds. I mean, it was really, really that bad. And for a moment there, I was sitting there, and I did not think that I was actually going to be able to make it out to the first tee.
You were there. Is that what you had happening?
Man, bad. Bad. To the point where I was just sitting there going, oh.
So then you have this all night drunk. You get up 4 hours later.
Right.
You go out and you play 18 holes of golf.
Right.
What happens when you come home?
I clean the house because Laura had gone up to the pool with the kids, and she, you know, even though she is not going to have any sympathy because she's allowed me to go out, you know, and have this night out, and right. She, you know, there comes a moment of reckoning where you are really, you kind of have to cover your ass.
You have to. There you are, covering your ass.
Once I did that in the morning, I was fine the rest of the day. Didn't revisit that at all during the rest of the day. And so I had to go home and clean the house. This is like at 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then I got crap coming over at 4 o'clock.
You're banned.
So I was, you know, needless to say, when I fell asleep last night at 9:30, I was I'd had quite a day. What a weekend. It was very, very festive, and
I think what we're all getting from
yes.
this is that when it's something special for a member of your family like your children, it's nice to know that it's all about them.
Yes. Absolutely. Hey, you know, Daddy wrote the check for that moon bouncing pony ride.
I know you did.
You know, and she had
it's just I forgot that you had your right. band practice then
I know.
Directly after your 18 holes of golf.
Yes, I'll tell you though. It was, you know.
Did you drink at band practice?
No. Absolutely not.
Good for you.
No, I can't do that. I can't. That's the one thing you know that. You've been out with me enough and been with me the next day where that is one thing I can't do. I can't, unlike my daughter, I can't get back on the horse. I cannot do that. But, you know, it was a great party. We had a little private party in the morning. And, you know, it's not like, you know, my party began after hers was over. It really, in earnest, it began after hers was over.
Well, that's what you just said.
It's kind of a segue, though. You know, it was kind of...
Well, you just said that. You said, it's not like my party began after hers was over. Mm-hmm. My party began after hers was over.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not like my party was going on at the same time.
Oh, no,
it started in earnest. You know, there was... I just think, I want to make it clear, if somebody impugned my parenting ability, that I was... All there.
You waited.
All day, yes, for the birthday, for the child's portion of the birthday party, which went 4 to 7. It was at about 7 o'clock that...
So you managed to hold out till 7.
Well, if you were going to call me on that and you were going to say, you know, was there an adult beverage consumed during the children's portion of the birthday party, I wouldn't want to take a lie detector test.
Well, listen, I think there's one easy way to solve this. We have a tape of you.
Okay.
At your daughter's birthday party.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you decide for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Was Mike drunk at his daughter's birthday party? Can we roll that tape, please?
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
You waited. That was me. Sounded just like Howard Cosell.
Well, you pulled
the golden boy.
Shine again.
And thanks to that guy. I hope I got his name right.
Eric.
I think it was Eric. I'm pretty sure it was Eric. You know, how am I supposed to remember that? But I mean, I he had a Subaru. I remember that. I think he had a Subaru. Comfortable. I sat in the front seat.
I probably called today and said his name is Fred. I think you were in a Ford or something.
Yeah. I mean, it was great, though, sitting in the front. And, of course, I got the front seat because I'm the golden boy.
Of course.
Can the golden boy shine again? I'll take the front seat. Hey, isn't this luck? We found a kid out of nowhere. Dropped down out of thin air to give us all a ride home. Can the golden boy shine again?
Who's up for some flapjack right now? See you in 4 hours for golf.
Yeah. Oh, those two guys I was with, they didn't do it.
Oh, they didn't show?
No. I mean, I was with just another group that I was hanging out with.
Oh,
no sympathy, but I made it. I made it. I made that tee time, big guy.
Okay.
Played the best golf I've ever played.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Can the golden boy shine again?
I'm here.
Pay me my money.
Okay, let's clear the line. And just call 100 now. Yeah. You know, you're lucky. I mean, you talk about that kid being lucky that you guys weren't axe murderers. You're
right.
Lucky that you were, like, picked up by Jeffrey Dahmer just coming out of work.
No, this, I mean, you know, there are people that look threatening and then people that this
right.
kid in no way, shape, or form. But you're, hey, but I mean, you're right. Maybe it could have been.
McVeigh, really, I mean,
yeah.
A normal-looking
yeah,
dude.
Absolutely right.
Right.
Absolutely right. That would have been. I would have hoped you'd do the tribute show.
Today would have been the tribute. Well,
I'm like in an oil drum somewhere in pieces.
Until Laura Korn gets here.
We would do the tribute show for you.
Well, there were the Touchstones, kind of.
Yeah.
We have a call 100 now at 877-365-3636. Oh, and this week we have a grand prize to give away, a big 36-inch Panasonic color TV.
Nice.
So everybody qualifies for that. Be the 100th caller right now. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Denise? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Oh, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just let... No, but... You don't... Would you just... Let me... You're not... Give me a...
Oh. Goodbye.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Hey, listen, free movies tonight.
All right.
Here in D.C., join Robbie and Lisa. They're going to be at the AMC Hoffman Theater 22 for the Don and Mike Film Festival tonight. The AMC Hoffman Center 22 is in Alexandria, right off Eisenhower Avenue. A brand new theater with gigantic love seats and couches and recliners. And tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, there will be four movies showing for free. Do we know the movies?
We do.
Oh, good. In the Don Theater.
What are you showing for the people this evening?
Batman.
Batman, one of your choice.
The original? Batman, yeah, with Michael Keaton and with Jack Nicholson. In the Mike Theater.
Right.
It's Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, fantastic movie. Great to see if you haven't seen it on the big screen.
Another great choice. In the Buzz Theater, it's Pulp Fiction.
Ah, boy, this is a good film festival.
That's right, Fetcha. And in the Rob Theater, it's Casino.
So, you know, I would say if you're looking for gratuitous violence.
That's you got it.
I mean, you're going to get it tonight.
What a lineup. You got it. So those are the four movies. Doors open at 7, and the theaters that will start the movies at 8,
mm-hmm.
and it don't cost nothing to get in.
Very good.
Okay, so that's the AMC Hoffman Theater 22, and look for a personal appearance by Radio's Rob Spiewak, along with the wonderful Lisa. They will both be there tonight.
Will you be getting up in front of the theater crowd, Rob?
I believe I have to address them. Yeah.
Very good. Tonight. For the grand opening of the AMC Hoffman Theater 22, and that's in Alexandria, right off Eisenhower Avenue. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'd like to speak with Don and Mike, please.
Yes, honey, go ahead.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Hi. I'm actually a New York listener, and I happen to be in D.C. this week because I'm moving down here. And I'm so excited because I'm going to go to the free movies tonight and meet Rob.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice.
Great. Thank you. We're trying to do a contest now, though, but thank you.
Have a great time.
I just wanted to let Rob know that I hate people, too, so I feel like we're kindred spirits.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble so Rob can look for you?
I don't know. I can't think of any celebrities that I remember.
All right, then, we'll stick with Ava Braun.
But, no. Was she cute? Because I swear.
To Rob, she was.
To Rob, she was the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah, she's Cindy Crawford to Rob.
Thank you, honey.
I have kind of flipped up hair, and I'll make sure I say hi to him.
Okay, very good.
I have flipped up hair.
Wow. Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Listen, you're the 100th caller. What's your name?
Number 100 from Sacramento, California.
Well, what's your name, sir?
Gordon.
Gordon. Hey, are you the fisherman? Or are you the Liddy?
No, Flash.
Are you Lightfoot?
No,
Flash. Are you Elliot?
What's that, guys?
You might be king of the Elliots, Mike.
You mean the Gordon?
King of the Gordon.
Gordon Elliot. What an idiot.
Jeff Gordon.
Are we doing last names?
Michael Jordan.
Gordon.
Gordon, not Jordan.
Oh, Gordon, that's right.
Gordon Peterson.
Ah.
Gordon Barnes.
Wow.
Commissioner Gordon.
That might have kicked you into King of the Gordons.
I think so.
Gordon's gin.
Barbara Gordon. That's Commissioner Gordon's daughter, who's Batgirl.
Gordon.
And, of course, I had Gordon Liddy, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Don, baby, how's it going?
I'm going to give it to you. That's a good comeback. We haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
You're king of the Gordons.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Very good.
You had one last week. Oh, you were king of the douchebag.
Yes. Thank you.
King of the DB.
Be proud, Mike.
You remembered.
Yeah,
I did.
Thank you.
And you left out Gordon Sumner. Sting.
Oh, right, okay. But that's scraping.
All right.
But get out of it. Rob, you know what that is?
You know, if someone called with that, we would say F you.
Well, you can say F you to me.
That's an F you.
Thank you. Gordon, you won the graduation bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
All right.
To send a bear gram to celebrate a graduation, call 1-800-829-BEAR-SHOP online, VermontTeddyBear.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Gordon, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. And, hold on a second. Now, listen, Laura Korn is here.
Don't I know it.
You ran into her already?
Yeah, bumped into her in the lobby. She's looking wonderful.
Yeah, Laura Korn's here. There'll be corn in our stool today.
She's got great energy and great wit. Mm-hmm.
So, well, she can wait a second, because we have, frankly, a much bigger interview happening right now.
Really?
If I could pull up the proper channel here.
Yeah.
Hold on, that's not it.
Oh, it's tricky.
You know, I'm supposed to begin now. Am I wrong, Buzz, that President Bush is en route to Europe? Is that where he's going?
He is on his way to Europe. That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Well, he has stopped somewhere where I believe, if I get the goddamn configuration correct, we should be able... Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, man.
It's great. Hello?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I ain't going to Europe.
Big tip.
I'm getting some kind of interference here.
Stand here. You're just talking. Don.
Hello. President Bush?
I got it. Come on in.
Hello, President Bush?
Yeah, I was just trying to read you. I'm speaking down a microphone. I can't see your face, though. They're doing one of these satellite dish things where they're trying to, connect us over this this satellite system. It's more complicated than I'm familiar with normally. But how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to have you on. I know that
it's a pleasure to be here. Always is good to see you, Don. It's a good evening. I can't see. We just flew over. We stopped over here in Iceland or Greenland or Greenville or whatever, something like that. One of those places, you know, that's in between here and Europe, I think, I believe. They put me on a plane. I say, you just get me there and you just tell me whose hand I'm going to shake and give me a little card that pronounces the dignitary's name, because it's very challenging for me when we're going to Europe right now. It was great. You should have seen the clouds from the plane today. I was looking out. You know, I got a whole office and a bedroom.
I know you did.
It's so cool.
Nice. Oh, you know, I forgot to read this. Everybody who wins a prize as we come to the show qualifies for a 36-inch Panasonic TV from Graffiti Audio Video. We'll give that away on Friday.
I got a 60-inch TV on the plane.
Listen, you disappointed me today.
I disappointed you.
My president disappointed me.
You always told me, Don, you're one of my biggest supporters.
You disappointed me today.
I don't understand how I could ever disappoint you.
Tell me about that performance. That bull-ass performance that you put on today.
Now, don't use that. Come on now.
9:45 a.m.
Yeah.
East Coast time.
Sure.
You're on TV and you're stone-faced.
Yeah.
You're saying, this is a sad day for America with Timothy McVeigh.
Right. Got you, Don. Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
Come on, tell me, you were lying, weren't you?
Of course I was. Don, I can speak frankly to you. This is a great day. I tell you, I fried so many in Texas. You know, it's a real pleasure. I was known in inner circles, as you know, and you've been a supporter of mine for quite some time. Hey, say hi to Tim McWilliams for me, will you? How's he doing?
He's doing great.
I think he's
taking one of the Bush Bims out tonight.
Yeah, that's good. Fantastic.
How are the Bush Bims? How are your daughters doing?
Geez, I tell you right now, we just thought, you know, you're a parent, isn't that right, Don?
Yeah, I'm a parent.
I just ready to throw away the goddamn key. I don't mind telling you. It's just a tough road to hoe. But, you know, the way it is, I figure they could drink, 60, 70 gallons of grain alcohol. They wouldn't be able to catch me. So, you know, let girls be girls, you know. And they got that family gene, a George W. family gene, which requires a tremendous amount of alcohol in your early life.
How come they didn't just have the Secret Service agents go in and buy the booze for them?
Well, you know, we're trying to establish a beachhead. We're trying to get everybody, you know, familiar with the team. And I don't want to just step on toes and say, you know, you go out and buy my daughter a 12-pack before I get to know these guys. And I don't know them all yet. But I'll tell you, I'm going to rectify that situation. I tore a little ass. I don't mind telling you. I made a couple of phone calls. And I just said, one of my daughters wants to get a cocktail on a special occasion. You, by God, better get in there and buy it for her, because, you know, we don't need this bad publicity. Well, I'm trying to run a country here, Don.
And what about
your grandma.
I saw.
Yeah, she's a pistol, isn't she?
I saw Barbara Bush on TV.
My mama, she is so special and dear to me, and she makes jokes at my expense, but, you know, she's the only one I'll let get away with it. You know, she was talking about what a hellraiser I was. You know, we just go out, we want to do a little partying. You know?
I
don't party like I used to. I'll occasionally fall off the wagon. People don't know that. Only people in my inner circle like you, Don. I tell everything to you. Now, this is on the QT, right? You're going to edit out like you told me. This is being recorded, and you'll edit out all the tough parts, right?
And as a matter of fact, I'm going to edit this out right now. Let's prove it right now.
That's good.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm not drunk, Don, but I had a couple of cocktails on a plane. We're flying to Europe, and I got some downtime, so I just had a couple. I had a toddy on my way.
You know what this is? Listen.
All right.
You know what that sound means?
What's that mean?
I've just edited out what you said.
Oh, hell, Don, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Then we can have a frank discussion on frank subjects, all right?
So your grandma, Barbara Bush,
Mamo
came on TV and she said...
Mamo talked to a group of Republican ladies. You know, it's a fine audience. She's a pillar. She's a pillar of the Republican Party.
She came out and she basically said, well, he's getting what he deserves because he embarrassed us when we were in the White House.
See, my mom, she's a special gal, and she can diss me like that. I vomited in her living room enough times. I'll tell you right now, she can do that. And that, you know, that's not even including the coke.
Off the record.
Yeah.
Tell me what you really thought about your mother-in-law.
I can edit it out.
Or your grandma, excuse me.
You mean my mom? She's my mother. She ain't my grandma. I know she looks like my grandma. You know, well, she doesn't share with you.
Your mother. Yes, your mother.
My mama can say whatever she wants, but the fact is...
I apologize. I called her your grandma.
She looks like your grandmother. She looks like my great-grandmother is what she does. But, you know, that's through no fault of hers. It's genetic. You know, the skin wrinkles early and the hair turns snow white just like a bunny rabbit when she's about 35, and she can't help herself. But, you know, I tell you, the reason her hair turned white and she looks so old is she's known to take a tip or two once in a while, and, you know, she's not being honest and forthright. We're talking off the record here, right?
Listen. We'll start talking honest now, and when you want me to hit the magic edit button,
right,
you let me know. Talk about your mama, Barbara Bush.
Well, I'll tell you right now, she talks about me, and she talks about me being a hellraiser, but people don't know it's a well-kept secret in the Bush family, is that she spent most of her years in the White House. She made Betty Ford look like a milk drinker, I'll tell you right now. People don't realize that. You know, that's why her hair got so white. She'd go down and catch a little bourbon and a smoke during every single function I ever knew, and so I said to her, I called her the desk, I said, Mama, I'm your son, George W. Now, and I'm president of the United States. I'm trying to run this country. I don't need you going popping off with some of your rhetoric, your groups of ladies eating their finger sandwiches, their petty fours and all that crap. Please, Mama, keep it down to a dull roar. Don't talk about Jenna and all the other ones doing that, okay? I'll tell you right now. Man, I tell you.
You want me to edit that out?
Yeah, edit that out. I didn't even get into the part about ecstasy. She's a pioneer in ecstasy.
Your Mama is?
Yeah, she was. She's the first one. She gave her a lift. You know, those long days in the White House press corps and all that crap, you know, she was doing that.
I better edit that out.
All right. Yeah, there's that edit. Thanks for doing this to me. What time is this going to be broadcast?
I think we're on about a 1 hour delay.
All right, that's good, because I tell you, I'm running a little low on fuel right now, Don. I've been popping out of vans like, you know, like they're M&Ms right here. You know, and I'm not talking about just the green ones, okay? I'm eating the greens, the blues, and the reds.
All right, let's talk about
my nerves calm.
Timothy McVeigh.
I'll tell you. Are we on the record or off the record?
Listen, you tell me when you want to edit something out, and I'll edit it.
All right, I'm going to go off the record, because I like to talk to you, Don. You're one of those guys that put parties to support me in the recent election, and I'll tell you right now, I've flipped more juice than Minute Maid, man. I've thrown the juice out there right now. I love the death penalty. It just gets my blood going. You know, when you can kill a man without having to do it yourself, and you can just throw a switch and, you know, give the order like fry him, I tell you right now, I was so excited today, so happy. There's nothing in my history of being a leader in this country that gives me more power and gives me more of a feeling that actually gets me aroused than putting someone to death.
So are you
the
telling
death
me
penalty is sweet, man.
You got a stiffy, you got a hard on today?
I'll tell you right now, when we used to use a chair in Texas, and I enjoyed that. I bought more stock in GE when we started frying them right now. I just wish there's some way I could tie oil, which is my true passion, you know, fossil fuels. I wish I could tie that into the death penalty, like maybe dip them in hot oil, you know what I mean? That'd be good, you know. Hey, how
how about this, son? You just want to go out there and murder somebody, I'll dip you in boiling hot Texas crude oil. That'll fix your wagon.
So do it slowly.
Did you get a boner today when you knew that Timothy McVeigh was being executed?
I don't know what I'd call it, a boner, Don. It's not really my style, but I sure get excited. I'll tell you right now, nipples were ready to cut the glass on a limo, I'll tell you, on a ride over to Andrews Air Force Base.
Did you get an erection?
I didn't get an erection. Not on this one, because it's too peaceful. I argued a long time in my inner circle. I tell you, right now, I argue with some of my people about the merits of death penalty methods. And one of the methods is lethal injection just isn't cutting the mustard. Lethal injection is just like putting somebody to sleep like you're getting ready to have a tooth pulled. I want flipping, flopping, gagging, spitting, urinating, bodily functions running down the leg. That's what I'm looking for. And we didn't have that with this, But we put him to death. Justice was served. Yeah, that's the thing I said to the press corps. Let's go on the record right now.
Okay, hold on. All right, you're back on the record.
I tell you, it's not about revenge. It's about justice. I think justice was served today with Timothy McVeigh's execution. All right, we go back off the record.
You're off the record.
If I have my druthers, I swear to God, I've lobbied this. I talked to Dick Cheney about this. He gives me that dumb look he always gives me, where he says, okay, dummy. And I'm like, don't be such a smart ass. You think you're a smart guy. I'm pretty smart, too. Who's sitting in the driver's seat as President of the United States, okay, Mr. Bald Heart Attack? That's what I said to him
What did he say to you?
I'll tell you. Well, he told me he doesn't talk a lot. He gives me these smarmy little smart guy nerds, paid attention in school and all that crap. He gives me that kind of look like, sure, George. And I told him the second day, I said, you'd say, God damn it, if you do that to me in a meeting one more time, you say, sure, George, and you give me that little pencil-lipped smile like you do, I swear to God, I'll knock it off. I don't care if we're right in the middle of the press corps, I'll slap you. I tell you, it makes me mad. I know I'm not as bright as he is. I know I'm not as bright as half the people in the country, but I'm the president. I'm the President of the United States, and when I bring up an idea I have about putting people in a food processor, I want it to work, and that's what I want. I want to do... You ever see that movie? What the hell was that movie called? Fago? Yeah, that movie was funny. Remember when he's putting a guy's leg in a wood chipper? I pee my pants, I'm laughing so hard. I said, that's the way you ought to do it. You ought to put them in a big one, where you can put their whole body in when they're still alive.
While you were peeing in your pants, were you getting aroused when you were watching that?
Nah, I don't get aroused about the real stuff. We used to put people in the chair. That's a big one. You ever witnessed an execution?
Never have.
I got secret videotapes. I'll bring you over to the White House. I'll show them.
Let me ask you, this is totally off the record.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. We're not on the record now.
No.
You can put me in a world of hurt. You understand that? I got to take the plane over to meet all, Frenchie McGee and all those guys.
Have you
ever watched Faces of Death 6? That's a great movie.
Have you ever pleasured yourself while watching old videotapes of Texas executions?
No, I have not. That is not my game. Now, let me tell you something. Now, you just crossed the line, son. That's a sick thing, pleasuring myself. I don't do that. I do the normal stuff that you do, okay? I watch pornography just like everybody else, but I don't dig the death thing. I get excited about the power trip. You know what it is? Sit at your desk, and I'm doodling like I always do, and I'm drawing pictures of planes and stuff like that and eyeballs, and the phone rings, and it's like, Mr. Governor... It's Governor of Texas. You have an opportunity to stay the execution. I played it like this. I always get on the phone and I'd say, yeah, well, let me see. I've reviewed the merits of the case. And I didn't. I didn't read any of them. And so I reviewed the merits of the case. They're pausing you because they're gulping and chewing down saliva.
Now, at this point, are you getting aroused now during this?
I'm getting aroused talking about it. Yeah, I don't mind telling you right now. So I'm sitting there and I said, okay, I've reviewed it. You have some very good arguments. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to say no. And then they usually just hang right up because they know they get to the end of the game right there. And then I go, yeah! We're going to have some good times right now. And then I find out all the details. And I said, send me one of those videotapes, son, especially that last part where you get a close-up of the eyeballs.
Let me ask you then, if you don't pleasure yourself to these videotapes, why do you watch the videotapes?
I just want to see my handiwork. We knocked out about 36 one year down in Texas, and I just said, this is good. This is a good thing. This keeps people straight and flying right when you burn them up, when you fry them, dip them in oil. But it's too humane. Can I go on record right now?
Okay, hold on. You're back on the record.
It's always a tragedy when someone has to be put to death, and I feel very, very, very sorry for all the people who were victims of this crime, and I do feel we have done our justice today. And lethal injection is the most humane way we have putting someone to death, and that's the justice being carried out in our system. Makes America special.
Now you're off the record again.
Where's the buzzer sound?
Okay.
Attaboy.
thought you'd pull a fast one on me, would you? You'd be broadcasting that in a New York minute. I know what your bottom line
is. No, you're off the
record. I know bottom line.
You're off the record.
I know how to make money. I can make my money. I really can. I'm going to make a hell of a lot of money in this job. You watch.
How are you going to make money being president?
I've got how to win friends and influence people, son. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be the president that leaves office with more money than anybody. You're not going to see it right away, but I'm feeling good about it right now. But all that crap about the lethal injection, you know, why don't they just massage him to death, for God's sake? Why don't they give him a back rub till he falls asleep? You know, I want it cruel and unusual. That's what I want.
So
I don't think you can get any more cruel or unusual than really doing something awful. I throw him off a building on his head until it breaks open like a watermelon.
How about this? A listener called us today and said, put a stick in and light the fuse. Have a family member light the fuse and watch him run.
And you can't run all day, son. It's still going off. Then boom, you know, no more filet mignon all over the place. I tell you right now.
Well, let me take this off the record.
How's that newsman of yours? Is he raising his nose up at this discussion? He's still got that weak stomach?
No, he's okay. But, you know, you've got that one thing in common with him.
Yeah, that's right. You still doing that, son?
No, we both used to party, though.
Yeah, we party big time.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes? Yes, Mr. President.
You got any weed?
let me take you off the record, Mr. President.
Off the record.
Are we off the record right now?
Off the record.
I thought we were last time. You pulling a fast one on me?
No, you're off the record.
Oh, now you're making my head hurt right now.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, guess what we get? We're getting roast beef sandwiches in the second leg of the trip with lots of mayonnaise. I like that. My mama used to make those like that when she'd sober up. So how's everybody? The family doing all right?
Doing great.
Well, do me a favor, will you, son?
Yes,
I want you wish that wife of yours a very happy 46th birthday.
It's nice of you to remember.
That's right. I remember the age, too, didn't I?
You did.
Atta girl. You tell her she's doing a fine job putting up with your ass.
I will. And
all right.
Again, for the record, George W. Bush is all for the humane, painless killing of Timothy McVeigh today.
All right. We done?
That's it. We're done.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure. I'd like to thank you. And on behalf of me and the Bush family... the Vice President Cheney and the,
All right, you know what it is. All right.
President Bush, thank you.
All right, man.
Now, what I'm going to do is leave the microphone on here.
Where are my Cheetos?
Hopefully he won't figure out what's going on.
Where are the F for my Cheetos?
You're going to hear some real behind-the-scenes George Bush.
I tell you, man, all right, what time are we taking off? I have to stay on the plane? Oh, man, I don't want to do that. All right, I'll stay on. But I want my Cheetos. Bring me up some Cheetos and salsa. You ever dip Cheetos in salsa? They're real good. Okay, what's this? I'm not reading this crap. Come on, you read it. You just tell me. Whisper in my ear. How do you pronounce his name? Where am I going? All right. Let me see. President Bush heads to Europe tonight for a five-nation journey into a thicket of... God damn it. Why can't they have short words? All right, where are we going first here? I'm trying to see the itinerary. All right, let's do it again. French Foreign Minister Hubert Vedrine.
That's it.
Hubert Vedrine? Probably a few. Then just put it on a card in the big letters. We'll spell that the way. And get my Cheetos up here right now. What am I going to be talking about? What's that? Sweden? Gothenburg? Gothenburg, Sweden. All right, that's good. All right, I got it all together. We're fine. Now leave me alone. I'm going to catch catnap. Bring in a videotape, too. I want every John Wayne movie. I love you, too. Thank you. She's a nice-looking flight attendant, man. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
I'll make a call. I'll make a phone call.
Hey, what's he doing?
I can't imagine. Yeah, as president. You betcha. Just like I always like it. I want them all there. Yeah, every single one of them. I want them all there. Absolutely.
Well, what's he talking about?
That's good. Yeah. I like the redhead. Yeah. You want her too? Yeah, but you just keep down on the QT. You know, I'm the moral president. I like that effort. All right? Won't be any interns for me. Yeah, I don't give a rat's ass if they don't speak English. You don't have to speak English when your mouth's full if you know what I'm talking about. Here you go. Okay, good, but you keep it on the QT. We're going to do it right.
We'll punish.
You know what? We're losing the transmission right now.
Good.
It's faded out.
Opponent, which is, of course.
I got big chunks. Plenty of them.
Department.
Hello? Hello?
I think he's gone.
Death penalty to Prote.
All right, we lost.
Boy, was he wound up.
He was. Well, he's
That's
happy.
As excited as I've ever heard him on this
well,
show.
And he said it. He loves the death penalty.
He really does seem to enjoy it.
He loves it. You know, something tells me George Bush would endorse our thoughts to put it on TV and really make it a spectacle.
Probably. Do you think he'll ever know that it's going live on the air when he's speaking to us?
No. I mean, he's so stupid he believes that this is an edit sound.
Well, he doesn't sweat the details.
No, he doesn't. All right, well, our thanks to George Bush. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Woo-hoo, man, that's cool.
They don't want to see no panties. Don and Mike.
Hey, it's cold. I know we just had Bush on the phone.
Yes.
Or on the satellite.
Mm-hmm.
What's really cold, I love this, that yesterday President Clinton called Pat Croce, the owner of the 76ers, and said, hey, dude, it's me, the president. I want to come in your box to watch the game tonight.
Right.
And Croce said, I don't have any room.
Ooh,
that
ouch.
And then President Clinton says, okay, well, I can understand that. How about a courtside seat?
Right.
And Croce, now this guy's got some balls. I know Clinton is not the president now, but
right.
He just was. Croce says, those seats are for my season ticket holder.
So did he get any tickets at all?
No.
Wow.
So President Clinton was not allowed. I mean, he couldn't get in.
Sure.
To the 76ers-Lakers game last
night. Well, you know, he's no longer the president.
Right?
He's got to get used to being treated like everybody else.
Citizen Bill.
And he couldn't go to the College World Series because George W. is going to that.
Yeah, it's just not the way it used to be. You know, he loved dropping in on all those events when he was president.
I think he hates spending time with Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And now anything, you know, he must just be sitting in his living room going, let me see basketball game. I'll get out of the house, go to the game tonight.
Right.
Spend some quality time.
Well, he'll go somewhere and play golf for free.
So he's not able to go to the game. I watched the game last night, and the most ridiculous part of this basketball game last night was the halftime, because they had the weakest link at halftime. And they had Bob Costas, who has been on this show all the time, and I think is a very smart guy.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
They had Bob Costas, Snapper Jones, Bill Walton, and some guy who I don't know who was
I saw a very brief period of time when Bill Walton was the weakest link.
Hold on, someone tell me that Clinton did get into the 76ers game?
They showed him, and he was up against the back wall sitting next to some unknown woman, and they did point him out.
Oh, all right, take it back.
Well, where was he? What part of the...
very back part of the arena, sitting back behind the players, up against the wall.
Up against the wall.
Well, now, was it a courtside seat?
No. The very worst possible seat you could possibly get.
Like way up, way up high?
Up in the nosebleed.
Wow. Even better than not going.
See, I didn't know that he had gotten in. I had just heard that he had asked Croce for a...
After the second half.
Okay, all right. Thank you, honey.
Wow.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
To you.
So, hold on.
Weakest link.
Yeah. Last night, basketball game. It's halftime. Now, I'm not a big fan of the halftime Ahmad Rashad stuff.
Right.
But it made me long for that because they had these guys on and they asked them questions. First off, it was so obviously skewed to the fact that with the exception of Bob Costas, these guys are idiots. So they would go from guy to guy, the first question was when Michael Jordan retired from basketball, he wore a different number when he came back with the Chicago Bulls. What was the number he wore when he came back? Well, of course, the basketball guy's going to know it's 45. Okay?
Right.
That's correct. Then they go to Bob Costas, and it's like, the river Zaire branches into the river what and the river what? And Bob Costas is like, I think it's the river.
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong, Bob.
Let's go to Bill Walton. Bill, who invented basketball? and he has the answer, whoever the guy's name is.
Naismith.
Yeah, Naismith, right. So it actually became, you know, I'm here ragging on it, became watchable to see how stupid these guys were, because Bob Costas was one of the first guys knocked out.
Right.
So when it came down to the end, it was some guy who plays for a team, I'd never heard of him before, a guy who obviously wasn't in the playoffs, and this announcer, Snapper Jones, and Bill Walton.
Right.
And they had like 1 minute rounds, and these guys are so stupid, they got every question wrong.
Wow.
As long as it had nothing to do with basketball. All the basketball questions.
Right.
They got correctly. How tall is the basket? How many feet away from the basket is the free throw line?
Do you think it's a sign that NBC's a little worried about the weakest link, that they're putting it on in the middle of their basketball game?
Yeah, but I think if you really want to make it good, ask them regular questions. I mean, even if you have to ask them, like, dumbed down regular questions,
right?
Don't make all the questions basketball. I think, Rob, we should tape the game. The next game's Wednesday night.
All right.
Because they're playing again at halftime on Wednesday night. They're playing the weakest link.
All right.
Because it's hilarious to see how stupid these guys are.
And it's going
to
be still more basketball guys that they're going to have at halftime?
All basketball guys.
Very cool.
With Ann Robinson. Hello, Don and Mike show. All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The guy who you're talking about is Baron Davis. He was he's on the Hornets.
Oh, okay.
My name is Baron Davis.
Well, I know, at one point, she did say something to him that was remotely funny. She had asked him an easy question, and he just said, he took about 10 seconds, he said, I don't even know. And she said, why aren't you playing? And he said, because my team lost. Well, no wonder they lost.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Yeah, so that was actually funny.
Did anybody throw an elbow at her?
No. And, you know, I don't know why they insist on making that old bitch wink at the camera at the end.
Because it makes everybody horny.
Yeah, to let everybody know that, hey.
You are the weak thing. But
she's just kidding.
She's still wearing, like, the Matrix jacket?
Yes, absolutely.
With her dyed red hair.
Imagine what that booty smells like. Imagine that mess she's got going on down there.
Oh, thank you.
That fuzzy.
I bet it's not red. Well, maybe it is red.
I'm angry.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, they even screwed up the basketball questions Friday night, the first game. They had some nag on there from the NBA, the WNBA. And they asked who was the most winningest coach in the NBA history, and she couldn't get it. It was Lenny Wilkins, but they gave her like 2 minutes, and she couldn't come up with the answer. That is a joke.
Very embarrassing. You would think they'd get some smart players and some smart announcers.
Well, you're absolutely right, though, to make it more massive. I mean, I know you've got the captive basketball audience, but they ought to make it more interesting, have general knowledge questions.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Did you have good sex on Peter's birthday?
Come again?
Did you have good sex on Peter's birthday?
Did you have good sex on Peter's birthday?
Great sex.
That's right.
That's good.
The greatest.
You deserve it.
Thank you. Let me just say this about the sex that was had on my wife's birthday. Well, to be technical, I did not have sex on my wife's birthday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we had sex on the day that we celebrated
her birthday.
That's good. Let me just say that it was the best kind of sex because I didn't have to do anything. If you know what I mean.
Happy that's very good. Favor. So you got a gift on her.
Yes,
birthday.
That's how nice the weekend was. I gave her a gift. I gave her 10 cc's of a gift. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's how that band got its name.
I know. 10 cc.
I understand.
When a man ejaculates, the average
amount.
Average.
That is the average amount of,
so I'm thinking,
you know, probably
50 cc. Probably what she had. 100 cc.
You are not the average man.
200 cc's. Hello, Don and Mike show.
A bucket.
Hello, a bucket of CC. Or no, it's, I mean, when I say...
No, you're not, no, you've got to give yourself more credit, not measure it in CC.
CC would be the measuring. It's not a bucket of CC.
Double D.
it wouldn't be CC. Hey, you know what? These phones, hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Six. Hi there.
Hey, I got an idea for a show for you.
Okay.
Call up the basketball players and give them the same quiz you gave the fast food people last week. See who's the dumbest.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Thank you. Also, in the news. I'm just trying to fit all of this in here because Laura Korn is waiting to come in. I think the two things I read in the newspaper today cracked me up. First, the guy who burned his hands on Survivor.
Yes. Yes.
That guy, that dickweed, that nobody.
Michael.
He's running for the U.S. Senate.
There you go.
Yeah, good for you, douchebag. And now this one I think is funny.
You know what his motto is going to be? A hand in every fire.
Sharon Stone. She's a famous actress.
This is
right?
Choice.
So, you know, she's one of these elitists. Now, listen, I'm telling you, what I did for my wife this weekend for her birthday, it's no great shakes. I'm not telling you what happened, but just because I don't want you to think I'm a pussy.
I don't mean to be mean-spirited, but I love this story on many different levels.
What she does for her husband, and his name is Phil Bronstein. He's the editor of a San Francisco newspaper. She gets them to close down the goddamn Los Angeles Zoo.
Right.
Okay? I mean, she buys out the zoo just so that this guy,
right,
because it's been his dream to walk around the zoo and not be encumbered by other people who were there.
Yeah, it's a rich person's thing.
Yeah. So he's attacked by a 10-foot komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon.
Komodo, no, well, K-O-M. Yeah, but there's a D in there.
Yeah, but isn't it a misprint? It's a komodo dragon.
Komodo, okay. Komodo dragon. What happens is, he enters the cage.
Wasn't the dragon what he really wanted to walk around with?
Yes. He enters the cage shoeless because the zookeeper felt that the dragon might mistake his sneakers for a white rat.
And they can, like, bite right through a sneaker.
Yeah. Wow. And what he did was he took off his sneakers, but he still had white socks on.
Idiot.
So as soon as he gets in there with his white socks, this dragon sees his white toes, his, you know, socks under the toes, and immediately starts biting his feet. He is now in stable condition after surgery to reattach several tendons in his big toe. How great is that?
Bit his toe off.
How great is that?
But didn't the guy, the zookeeper, say specifically it's attracted to anything white?
Right.
So take your sneaker off, and then he leaves his white, shiny white sock on? Or was he barefoot?
No, he had white socks on. The zookeeper, and as I know, I don't know if it was Mason Dixon or Scott Shannon.
One of them.
The zookeeper felt that the dragon might mistake this guy's sneakers for a white rat, because apparently that's what they feed these dragons all the time.
Okay.
So he takes his sneakers off, and he's got white socks on.
Yeah, which is like whiter than any sneaker. Well, in most people's case.
Less protection than the shoe.
Goes in. How great is that? And the report that I saw on I think either Extra or Inside, one of those stories, is that he was actually, they didn't have tape, they had someone describing it. He's lifting his leg up and down on the air, trying to get this dragon, which I guess is the size of a scorpion or something.
10 feet. It's huge.
Like, see, I didn't know it was that big.
It's like a walking around. It looks like a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
It's this huge, horribly long thing. It's massive. A komodo dragon is, you know, longer than my arm span.
Well, see, it's
right
even
there.
Funnier then, because I'm right. Picturing it as just a little tiny thing you'd see in your backyard.
There's a reason they had to do the surgery to like reattach the tendons, because this thing is huge and very, very powerful.
So he's lifting his leg around trying to kick this thing off, finally has to bend over and has to grab the thing by the head,
right,
and pull the jaws off his feet. And then he has to go to the hospital to have his toe reattached.
There you go.
All because he's a rich guy.
Shut down the zoo so I can walk amongst the dragons.
That's great.
And it went, it probably got in there and it went right for his foot.
That's so great. That's beyond great. Isn't that really?
And it's not the dragon's fault. Dragon thought it was a rat.
Now listen, I'm married to Sharon Stone. It's been my dream to have the zoo to myself. I don't care about the children outside. We're going to pay you so that I can have the zoo for the day. Oh, look at that dragon.
Bite clean through his toes.
That's marvelous. What's that you say, zookeeper? I should take my shoes off?
Yes, if you wear your white sneakers, the dragon will mistake them for rats and attack your feet.
Well, I'll be glad to. Well, hello, little dragon. Ah! Ah!
Love that.
Love that more than anything.
That's the sound. That's the exact sound it made, too.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, doesn't that dragon inject some sort of bacteria?
I thought that the Komodo dragon has a, you know, it's a horrible bite. It's a nasty bite. It can infect very easily.
Isn't a kimono a dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like a robe?
He actually died.
He could have died?
Died from bites from them.
Well, you know, in my story here, I'm reading the paper, what I saw on TV, they never mentioned it was life-threatening, just that
I doubt it.
They had to reattach his toe.
What's it, a monitor lizard, too?
Those
are big also.
They're poisonous, I think. Mm-hmm. One of those lizards
is
poisonous.
Too great, though.
I love that.
Yeah, rich people.
You know what I mean?
I know.
She could have done almost anything for him.
Right, exactly.
Well, hey.
Yeah,
hello.
Sharon Stone.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey,
what I just heard about the Komodo dragon, yeah, that stuff has, the dragons have, like, bacteria in the saliva, and they don't have a cure for it. If you get bit, you die. Like, their main attack thing is, like, they bite, like, something like 10 or 15 times the size of it and just wait for it to go croak somewhere. So I don't know if it was really a Komodo dragon that could have bit that dude's toe, because they don't have, like, anti-venom.
It was a Komodo dragon, and apparently that's only if it goes untreated, because this guy got treated and he's fine.
Immediately. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Call that fellow and stole my thunder about the Komodo dragon.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sharon Stone. Yeah, I got a good reference for you for a Komodo dragon.
At least the dragon wasn't breathing fire.
And the only dragon that the only dragon Buzz would like to walk around with is Puff.
The magic dragon.
The magic dragon.
But for me, it'd be Daryl. Daryl dragon.
Daryl dragon.
You know, Captain and Tennille. Yeah.
Is that the guy that wore the hat?
Yeah, that's right.
I never knew that name.
The captain, yes.
Daryl dragon.
And Tony Tennille. Hello?
Yeah, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Good reference. Horrible movie with Marlon Brando and Matthew Broderick, The Freshman.
Yeah, is that a Komodo dragon?
That's
a
Komodo dragon.
Oh, okay.
That's a great. Rent it, and it's hilarious scene with that thing.
You've probably seen that movie on the cable, haven't you?
I know I have.
Where they go and they you know, they need that. They want to eat it. They're going to serve the Komodo dragon.
I'm sure I've seen it. I don't remember it. It's just funny. It bit the guy's toe off. How great is that?
It's wonderful.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
It's a freshman. That's not really a Komodo dragon. It's another big lizard playing a Komodo dragon, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on, Rob.
No, seriously, because they were too rare. I remember.
Come on, Rob.
Listen,
Pooper.
That's what my mind does. I'm sorry I remembered that from the press kit in, like, 1990.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Welcome back. Listen, it sounds to me, if this dragon's, you know, as big as they say, 10 feet long and powerful, him bending over to pry the jaws open sounds an awful lot like the spin machine to me.
Well, you know, I mean, I could see it happening. I mean, if it's your toe that's in the mouth of the dragon, I just like to know what was the zookeeper doing?
Laughing. I'm thinking the zookeeper.
He was standing there in his Hawaiian shirt going, "Hey, everybody! Woo! How you doing? This man's having his toe bit off, and it's 13 minutes until the hour on Flush the Format Friday."
I don't buy that he was able to pull it off his own foot. I think he was too much pain. I'd be freaking out.
All right, whatever. I'm just telling you the reports I've read and seen on TV. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's a Komodo with a D.
Komodo.
Oh, it is.
K-O-M-O-D-O.
Komodo.
Well, that's right. What it said in the paper. That's what I read, and you guys said it's kimono like the robe.
Yeah, the dress is something different.
Yeah, but you said commando.
Okay, well, it's K-O-M... Oh, you're right. There's not an N in there. K-O-M...
You turned it into, like, a kid's action figure.
We were all fools. K-O-M-O-D-O.
Commando.
I am commando.
Hey, if you were a zookeeper, that would be a Commando Friday.
Okay. As opposed to a Gonzo Friday?
Right.
Hello, last call. Don and Mike show.
Komodo dragon is very happy boy.
Okay. Whatever. Let's say one more call. Hello?
Hi, about the poisonous lizard.
Pardon me?
What?
Don and Mike show about the poisonous lizard.
Is that how you normally identify your subject matter? You Is this Wendell Hall?
What can we do for you? That's okay. Just hang up.
That's right. Don and Mike show about the poisonous lizard.
Whatever. Okay, we got to break. A real lizard is here. Her name is Laura. Laura Korn.
Oh, dear.
And yes, thank you, Johnny and Verto, and we will be right back with Laura Korn.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, yes. Yes.
What she's having.
Do da, do da da do. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Movie Festival is tonight. Don and Mike Film Festival.
Great movies
at the AMC Hoffman Center 22. Big, gigantic, brand-new movie theater where you can watch the movies in sofas and recliners and love seats.
Wonderful.
Join our own Rob Spiewak and Lisa. They'll be there tonight hosting the free movies.
Good.
Yay. In theater number one.
Good.
That's my theater. Would you just see her?
Yes. She's very excited about coming back on the show.
He just waits and let them know the read here. Theater number one, the Don Theater shows the movie Batman. Theater number two, the Mike Theater shows Goodfellas.
Eh, forget about it.
Theater number three, the Buzz Theater shows Pulp Fiction. And theater number four, the Rob Theater shows Casino. See these movies on the big screen tonight for free, starting at 8 o'clock at the AMC Hoffman Center 22.
Wonderful.
That's in Alexandria, right off Eisenhower Avenue. If you're going to take Metro, it's the Eisenhower Avenue stop. So that's tonight. The movies start at 8 o'clock. It's free. Go see Rob, go see Lisa, go see our favorite movies for free.
Very good.
And now, it's too bad that we had our contract negotiation last week, or we would have been done with this interview already. Let's bring in best-selling author and sexpert, Laura Korn.
Always loud. Very, very excited to be here.
She looks pretty hot today.
She looks great. She looks fantastic.
Yes, don't I look a lot younger than I did last time I came out?
What, did you have some work done?
No work done.
Hmm. No work done at all?
No, absolutely not. One thing done.
Well, your hair looks different.
It does.
What did you do to your hair?
Well, I cut it. It's a different style.
Yes.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's. I was telling Mike outside that I've actually had more sex in the last year than I've had in the last 10 years together.
And I said, oh.
Of course. Well, oh.
And it's amazing because, you know, they have proven studies that...
Would you like to sit?
Well, I was just asking.
I mean, I was just...
See, it's all right from my standpoint because I can see down her shirt and Buzz gets to look at her butt.
And yeah. Buzz, I just... The greatest compliment just came my way right in your lobby that
really?
I had...
From the UPS guy.
The UPS guy just paid me the most amazing compliment.
Really? What did he say, pray tell?
Well, what did he tell you, Buzz?
He said he would pass on 40 20-something women just to have some time with Laura Korn.
Really?
Really, yes.
He's...
He ain't right.
That means that's a wonderful compliment.
See, you got to believe that's a great line, though, isn't it? I mean, yeah.
What is the line again? Let me see. I wasn't paying attention. He would pass on 40 20-something women
time. No, his line was, I would pass on 40 20-year-old women.
Uh-huh. Right.
40 20-year-old women.
Uh-huh. Just to do you.
Just to be with me.
Right. Wow.
So when are you having sex with him, then?
Is he a younger man? Is it the guy with the short hair?
Much younger, and he's pretty darn
it's
too.
It's the same UPS guy who comes every day.
He's a very nice guy. Yeah.
The
guy
looks like he's 23.
Yeah. He looks like Ebb from Green Acres.
He's very nice.
I mean, just a testament to what my new book, The Great American Sex Diet,
the
only thing you nibble on is your partner. What it can do, it can actually reverse it. It's the only diet that the more you eat, the better you feel.
I forgot.
In fact, the more you eat, the more you lose.
Corn has been coming.
I forgot how much she likes
been coming.
She loves to sell.
Yeah.
No,
she is a man.
I got another. Another picture. I got it. I just was told. I just want to do a dance.
Like that when you shake yourself around. I like that.
I'm doing a dance.
It wouldn't be that your book is number 6 on
It's number 13 on Amazon.com.
I'm sorry, 13. I blew it for
right
you.
Right now, 13 out of a million titles.
Number 13 on Amazon.com.
Amazing.
Is it dedicated to us and every other disc jockey you've ever met?
You know what? I left that out because that only got me into trouble. When I put names in the book, there was no way that
Where
I could win.
Do you have a copy of it?
I couldn't win that, you know?
Do you have a copy of your book?
I'm sure she does. Buy a book, she'll lick your dick.
Dook. D-O-O-K.
Dook.
But no, you know what? We were talking, Mike. Now, can I share any of this information about what we were talking about, frequency? Because this book is a little different.
Yeah, you started and I ran away.
I know, you did. But no, but you did say.
I said, don't leave in the locker room, Korn.
Was Mike talking to you about his sex life?
Well, no, because I said, who has the higher sex drive in your relationship? And what did you say, Mike?
I don't remember.
You
I know, what did
you
say?
You said that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he further said that it's always been a little bit of an issue in your relationship, that you have a much higher sex drive than your wife.
I didn't say that.
Well,
so
well, okay,
you
okay.
Take my words.
I gave you an opportunity.
And you twist them around. No, you asked me, you said, who has the... I think I probably have the higher sex drive, but I did. That's it. It didn't go further than that.
You
and I
liar.
Think that, I think what... I'm not lying.
You
don't
are.
Don't use me as your...
What did he say? Exactly what did he say?
No, don't ask her because she's obviously incapable of saying exactly.
Come on, exactly what did he
say? That's what I said. I said I did and then I ran away.
But what happens is there's 24 million women, Don.
Yes.
That have a low sex drive in America. 24 million women. And I was one of them. Until...
I would rather talk about Mike and what Mike told you.
But, I mean, that's what I said I did. And then you started to say, well, you know, and that's when I said, get away from me. Get away from me, and I ran away.
How about you, Don? How about in your relationship? Do you have the higher sex drive?
Than my wife?
Yeah,
but she acquiesces whenever I want to.
Whenever. So she never says no?
No. Well, no, occasionally, but generally no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, 24 million, and I'm one of the 24 million women, and I came up with this very cool concept. And
now we're getting back to selling the book.
Do you want to talk about?
I'd like
we
to see the book's
other
cover.
Stuff.
I'd like to see the book's cover.
Okay.
Please.
This is actually a hardback, right. Which my other ones were paperback.
You know, with her, you know,
with her books, and they look like seriously, they look like some college student that's at the end of the semester. That's the kind of book she brings.
There is never just any talk.
Hey,
how you doing?
I have a secret weapon against you, so you better watch yourself, Buster.
All right, here we go.
Okay, now this is actually a hardback book, and
hardback.
It's a hardback book, and it actually this is a very
this is the cover. Look at the picture. Look at the guy in the tub.
The guy in the tub.
You don't even want to open up the book because you got
the guy in the tub. The guy who's in ecstasy in the tub.
Do you know why? Guess what this picture was taken?
I look like a fag.
He does.
No, he's not.
He does. She's got her finger near my duke.
That picture, by the way, Don, was taken 28 days after completing the Great American Sex Diet. Now, if you'll notice, if you go to the back of the book, what I did, because I had to, I'm on a mission. My mission is to inspire and motivate 24 million women to give it up more.
Oh, I don't want to see pictures of these couples that you've...
I've got...
Are they explicit?
No.
But what I did is
here's another great shot of another old couple in a heart-shaped bathtub together.
Boy, look at her. She looks like a hag. I'm just kidding.
So bad. What I did, guys, is I actually had a Pulitzer Prize-nominated photographer go into 38 couples... no, but there's some hotties in the book.
I haven't seen any yet.
Well, there are 38 couples from across the country that went on this diet of sex, because that's what it is. It's an intimacy diet where you make love 3 or 4 times a week for 28 days following my secret recipes. All right.
All right.
And what I did is
buzz.
Secret recipe.
And we'll be getting.
I'm still, incidentally, don't think I'm not here. I'm still just paging through the book trying to find one hot woman.
Give me the book.
No. Hold. I'm looking. I'm still trying to find.
You do not see there were the ages.
Look at this. You know what this looks like? This looks like a brother and sister. Look at this. Doesn't that look like a brother and sister?
Yeah.
No.
How young are they?
They're 22. Now, here are the ages.
Jesus.
Wait a minute. Here are the ages of the people that went on the diet, from 22 to 68.
Is the 68-year-old in there?
There's a 68-year-old
in there. Is there a picture of the 68-year-old?
Yes, there is.
Hold on. Look at this. You tell me this woman in this book not fuggly. Right here. This picture.
That's a woman?
That's a woman.
Wait, wow.
Look at this.
You are so bad.
Look at
it,
Rob.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. Wait, listen. I am... This book...
Her name is Raina. Raina and Walt.
Yeah.
They're real people.
I don't doubt they're real people. You might want to think about getting some good-looking models in this book.
They are real people, and it shows what they look like.
Here's a good one. Okay.
I've had it with you guys. I'm going to show you the hotties.
Here's a picture of a mom and dad getting it on the floor with Junior and Sister
laying next to them watching television.
That's disgusting.
Jesus.
Do you know, all right, you were talking about your kids.
Yes.
Okay, let me tell you about...
I would like to point out that nothing about sex was discussed.
Okay.
I was not talking about having sex with my wife when my kids are in the room.
They're not having sex. They're snuggling on the couch.
That picture looks a little incriminating.
A little hinky.
Okay, but what the couples were asked the following question. If you were to take a picture of your relationship right now, what does it look like? This is before they go on this diet, mm-hmm. Okay? And then 28 days later, they were asked the same question. What does your relationship look like? And so that's what you have. You have actual before and after pictures of what people look like when they're getting a lot of great sex. And they're real people. Some of the women are real beautiful, but they are real people. And
some of the women are real ugly.
No, they're not. Ladies, do not pay attention to these guys.
The guys are no... You got no Richard Gears,
right?
Or no Hugh Grants, Brad Pitts in this book either.
Yes, you do. You have some real...
Okay, look at this couple right here, Mike. Okay. Here's a pretty average couple.
Oh, hey, she's a vision.
And look at him.
Yeah, and he's like, now there's a back hair job right there. Oh. I bet he's got a lot of back hair.
Laura, seriously, when you thought about putting this book together,
yes.
Did you ever think about just getting good-looking people?
There are.
I mean, look at this. This guy might as well be making love with his mother. Look at this one. Look at this couple. Can you see this?
I can see.
Okay,
yeah.
The reason why this book is number 13 on Amazon is there's a reason, because women relate to this. They look at these pictures and they see the women.
Is that the 60-year-old couple?
Is this the 68-year-old couple?
Yeah, Drop Dead Gorgeous. That's the chapter title.
Yeah, a day over 65.
Hey, guys, look at the one in the tub.
Okay. Now that guy is, I'm sorry, he's a hunk.
What?
A hunk of what?
Yeah, look at her. Jesus.
Okay.
I will admit he is a find for her.
You know, guys, the point is, you're missing the point.
What's
these
the
people,
point?
These most of these women had little or no desire for sex.
Yeah, but don't you know we only read the pictures?
No wonder they look in the mirror. Jesus.
No, they had little or no desire for sex. And I gave every single one of these couples, which I'm gonna actually give you a quiz.
You know what I've just noticed you do again in this book? You love this in this book where you have to tear out the pages.
Of
because,
course.
Oh, it's not another workbook.
The pages are sealed.
Oh, why can't
you? Give me the book. I'm going to show you the one that you seem to have missed.
No, hold on. Oh, you get a picture of Laura's man in here, though.
That's
really?
True. Right after I've had sex.
There you go.
Okay, now how's that? How's that?
Take a look.
How's that? That was taken right after.
I'm no homo. He's not a bad-looking guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing. You're a nice couple. He's certainly better looking than any man in that book.
No, let me. You guys are the point. It now. All right.
You guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you think I'm turned on by interracial love?
No.
What was the?
You are, aren't you?
Well, I am. But
is that a hottie? I didn't see the hottie.
That is Melanie, and this is a wild one.
The guy looks like Darius Rucker. I mean, the brother is no.
Gotcha.
I mean, no Billy D. Williams. Okay.
But the point is, they all had great sex on the diet, and I wanted to show real people because that's who's going to be buying this book.
And you lose weight. On this book?
Yeah, I have kept 10 pounds off my body.
Now, you're telling us that this book will allow you to lose weight.
You know
weight.
What? You know what women do?
She's a master fitchman.
No, you want to know what happens? When you know you're going to get naked 3 or 4 times a week.
Right.
I'm sorry, on a Monday, you already know 3 or 4 times during this week you're going to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to follow these secret recipes. You'd be surprised how little you eat.
Really?
It does have a psychological effect on you. A lot of these... Wait! No,
I'm reading something. No.
No, I've got to give you the quiz. You can't cheat.
No, that's too bad.
Oh, no, don't. Okay.
Pearlingus. I want to tell you what pearlingus is.
I bet you I know. I think I have an idea.
Well, yes.
I bet you don't.
It's kind of self-explanatory.
Pearlingus, I'm sure it's...
It doesn't involve a pearl necklace. I mean, the kind you're thinking of.
No, I'm not thinking of a pearl necklace. I'm thinking of a string of pearls.
Yes.
That is...
Yes.
Winding.
Wind
a string of pearls around his erection and grasp one end of the strand in each hand and slide it left, then right, spinning one or two of the gleaming loops against...
Okay, where's that Komodo dragon?
In a snug spiral. Twirl high and low, fast and slow.
All right, pull tighter.
Massaging him with 100 tiny fingers and 2 warm lips. Diamonds may be a girl's best friend, but your guy just fell in love with pearls.
Ooh. Okay.
That's a good last line.
Can I go play the biting sound effect for
you? Don, ow! Don, can I give you this quiz before you look
sure.
at this? Okay,
right,
because I this is another unique corn showstopper.
Here we go.
Wait a minute.
All right, give us the quiz.
Because here's the diet. And first of all, the first question I'm going to ask you is, what three things did I give 38 couples from across the country? I gave them three things. And it was these three things that made people want to have sex three or four times a week for 28 days.
Porno.
A check.
No.
Oils.
No.
Pearls.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a dumb quiz.
Hand lotion.
How are we supposed to know?
Well, you're not. But you have the two menus in your hand, so I figured.
I know you took the menus out of my hand.
Okay, but the diet.
Three things,
and the other thing, which was surprising. Now I'm just a researcher because I didn't know which of these three tools people were going to actually use.
Cool.
Was a calendar.
A calendar?
People had sex with a calendar?
A lot of 28 women.
Was it a far side calendar?
You mean they physically rolled up a calendar and had sex with a calendar?
No, they actually planned their lovemaking.
Oh, that comes. Does the calendar come in the book?
Yes, the calendar comes in the book. And their calendars also appear in the book.
And you'll get this calendar absolutely free. Normally a $10.95 value.
But you know what the interesting thing was? Don, Mike, is that for all these women who had a low sex drive, planning on a calendar, just like you would an appointment or a doctor's appointment, whatever, actually motivated them to have sex, which surprised me. I did not expect this as a researcher, that a calendar would actually work.
Mm. That's fun, genius.
You know, the only reason I'm even listening to you is because I can kind of see down your blouse right now. Otherwise, I would have to tell you that that's me.
I mean, more power to you. That sounds ridiculous.
Why? Why does it sound ridiculous?
Because for instance, when I want to bang my wife,
right?
I don't want to have it written on a calendar.
Well, no, but you don't have any problems. That's the difference. You don't have to beg for sex.
I agree with the representative from Virginia, though.
I don't want it on a calendar. You're right. I don't have to beg for it. I don't want to know that. God damn, I'm going to go home tonight. Look it, she's got it on the calendar. Banger.
No, it's not banger. You're going to surprise each other.
How are you
going to
surprise her? She's got it on the calendar.
No, you are.
Pearl necklace.
How are you going to surprise her if it's on the calendar?
There are two menus. The book comes with two great sex menus. One for him, one for her. It has every great sex trick and tip on one menu. All right, wait a minute. And that's what the quiz is. I'm going to show your audience what these people actually did that made them want to have sex. Yeah, but it's part of the quiz. So, okay?
Right, okay.
I just think this would be
fun. She's big on the gimmicks. I want to say she sells a gazillion books.
I do. Because they work, Don.
You get more out of this book than you get out of many other books. Thank you.
Yes.
What?
What
was that, Mike?
I don't know.
You know, this is not this is not your cup of tea, Don, but it has worked for many, many women. Practically every couple on this diet had sex four times a week for 28 days. It worked.
Three or four?
And some of the women had sex almost every night.
Wow. Because they wrote it down on a calendar?
No, because they planned lovemaking. They made a commitment. What is the national, what is the average right now of when people are intimate? What is the average?
What are we talking about here?
Normal people across the country.
I'd say twice a week.
No. Once every 10 days.
Okay.
Is the average.
I just want to tell you something. Okay. My money, listen, I love having sex with my wife. I do it all the time. But the worst time that we ever had is when she was trying to get pregnant, when she would do all those. Buzz, you remember? Well,
right.
Not because you were there
intimately, but
Buzz was
the idea. Yes,
but I was working with Buzz before I knew Mike.
Right,
and I would come in and say to Buzz, you will not believe this crap that she's got all of these times written out when she might be fertilizing,
right?
When she's okay, and I would get home and she'd say, it's 1:38. Hey, it's time.
Right.
Let's do it. Now's the time.
Sometimes you have to drop things and run home.
Yes, yeah. I did. I'd have to leave work. Freddie would call and say, we got 20 minutes.
She had this one time where she might be fertilizing. That just sounded funny.
Or it was something like that. You know, where the doctor would say, the doctor made her stand on her. Stand on her head after we did it.
Right.
Well, that's not very romantic. But remember, I just gave a calendar to the couples. I had no idea they were going to use it.
Oh, well,
it's not a part of the diet.
Just for me, personally, That, I hate that structure.
Right. I understand. And 10 of the couples didn't use a calendar.
And I had a real problem when we were trying to get pregnant, when I would go home and my wife would say, now's time.
And that kind of structure is difficult with children, too.
Well, no, it actually worked for all the 32 out of the 38 couples that went on the diet have children.
Really?
Two of the couples have five kids apiece.
The lady has an answer for everything.
Well, it's true, because when they know that it's on the calendar, women, it's something to look forward to.
What did you give them?
Motivated.
You said three things, and you only mentioned the calendar.
Well, I'm trying to get to the menus, and this is part of the kind of the sex diet quiz. I thought I'd ask you some questions off the,
okay,
this
you know what? Let's take a break. Okay. Let me just sell your book here. The Great American Sex Diet.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a good job.
Hey, you know we do a good job. You wouldn't be sitting here or standing or like kneeling or whatever.
I know.
Listen, you don't get a free infomercial on this show, but I will plug your book, The Great American Sex Diet, available at Amazon.com. All bookstores.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And it's one of these books. It's like a little kid's book in a lot of ways because it's got pages that you rip open and secret compartments and all the menus and junk like that.
And pictures of beautiful people.
When's the last time you had sex?
Well, my boyfriend just left, so it's been a couple of days. But I've literally had sex in the last 2 years. I mean, three or four times a week, religiously. And Don and Mike, before that, when I was, unless I was writing a sex book, I was not having sex.
How come you have trouble being in a committed relationship?
I am.
Well, I mean, really.
I've been with Jeff for 11 years.
You see that?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's a wedding ring.
Right.
Hold up your left hand.
I have no desire to get married. I have a great relationship.
Why the commitment problem?
I am in a committed relationship.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're a free agent. He's a free agent.
No, we live together. We've been together for 11 years.
You're shacking up.
Well, in California law, we're married. We're common law husband and wife.
Then why don't you go all the way with it?
You know, I don't know.
And invite us to the wedding.
I don't know. I don't know. That's probably a good question. I love our life the way it is.
Might be if he asked the question, if he popped the question, would you say yes?
Oh, God.
See?
Ooh.
I know. Well, that's
that.
Well, because
see, you
why?
Have a problem with commitment.
Well, why spoil it?
You're not committed in the eyes of God. You're not.
Reverend.
You're not. Listen, the thing is, part of your whole thing is you come on the show and you preach this, you know.
I would like to isolate that from you. You're not committed in the eyes of God.
I'm just arguing a point.
I understand.
But you're going to come on, you're going to talk about how sex is healthy to bring couples together and make long-lasting relationships. And I say to you, the expert, the book writer, how come you're not married? You've been with this guy 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
How come you're not married? And Buzz says, if he asked you, what would you say? And you said,
Well, that's not a no, though.
No, it's not. It's not a no. I don't know. We've talked about it. We just never have asked the question.
In our society, the normal amount of pressure is on the man to make that decision to actually ask. So
yeah,
we should drill the dude.
We should ask him how come he doesn't want to marry her.
Right. What's his reason? I think that's where we have to take a look.
Oh, you know, maybe he's thinking, you know, why buy the cow when you're getting the milk for free?
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting a lot of it lately.
Are you the primary breadwinner in the relationship?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, question answered. He's a love puppy. Question answered.
Right. He's her little love puppy.
You know what? He has inspired six books. So, in many ways...
He's a muse. Oh, that cracked her up.
He really is. That's
sure.
He is.
He's a muse.
Do you have him on an allowance?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Does he have his own job?
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you buy him a car?
Did you buy him a car? That's a valid question. Did you buy him a car? You did. What kind of car did you buy him?
The SUV BMW.
That's very nice.
Nice.
I mean...
Hi, honey. Listen, the interview's going really, really late. I need you to pick up a loaf of bread and some sandwich meat. But I'll be home when I can.
I mean, he's got to be...
Feed the dogs.
But, I mean, you think it's got to be very hard to be with someone like me. Think about it.
Why? I mean, you're no different than any other...
Well, because I talk about our sex life in every one of the books I've written.
Uh-huh.
So it's so... And he's a very private person. And...
Well, maybe that would explain why you... What, Buzz?
Have we ever given Laura the sex quiz?
What? Which...
Oh, yeah, no, maybe I will when we come back.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'll give you the sex quiz. Uh-huh. But right now, I'm just more...
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm just thinking more about why he hasn't made that commitment to you. But what does he do? What's his trade?
Well, he does a lot of planning of the tours.
Is he a cabinet maker?
Oh, you're thinking about Kim Anderson? Well, no. So what he does, in essence, is he works for you.
I guess so.
Wow. So now you've so emasculated him. He doesn't even have his own career. He works for you.
This guy is so happy. He has carte blanche, credit cards. He never asks me for anything.
Wow. Again! I stand by my point.
What?
My God! No wonder he doesn't want to marry you. He's got the best of all possible worlds. He gets to have sex with you.
Is there any kind of legal agreement between you two?
No.
You buy him expensive cars. You give him credit cards.
But he works. He works really hard.
At what?
You guys are...
Well, no, really. What does he do? How does he fill his day?
He fills his day with...
Rob has something to say.
Just a question, really. Okay. How much time do you spend on the road away from him?
Well, I just spent 17 months writing this book.
Wow.
And every single one of these new spices that I came up with, I had to try out on him.
But you spend a lot of time away from home, and yet he still gets all the money and all the benefits. So he's basically a single guy with a lot of money coming in. What's not to like?
Do you find him hateful?
Hold on. First of all, I haven't been on the road in 17 months. And when I go on the road,
I thought you said you were on the road for 17 months.
Oh,
you
know what? No, I'm sorry. I was writing this book.
You were
book
home with him. You were living with him at home
for
17
months. This book. He was getting the benefits because before this book, he was getting sex. I came up with this. He hadn't had sex with me for 2 months.
Wow.
2 months. That's how I came up with the concept. Because I have a low desire. The more I didn't want to have sex, the more I didn't want to have sex.
You are an enigma. I just want to say that.
It is true.
You truly are an enigma.
But it is true. I have a very low sex drive. I've had one all my life.
If I was to give you a 5-minute commercial where Mike and I promise not to talk, we'd leave the room for 5 minutes. And you could do a 5-minute freaking infomercial. Would you let us
you
call your...
But you know what? I really do believe in this.
Will you let us call your boyfriend up on the air?
If you could get him on the phone.
During the break?
Exactly my opposite.
During the break?
Very shy.
Give the number to Robbie. And if we can get him on the air, if you will let us ask him questions about your relationship, I, in turn, will give you 5 minutes uninterrupted. You could sell your ass off here.
Here you go.
Sell your book. Sell your menus. Do it all. I'll whore out the show to you if you let us talk to him for 5 minutes.
If you can get him on the phone, I'll give you the phone number.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Very good.
You can get him to talk to you because he'll be really shy. He's a very...
Well, now, is he shy because you've ordered him not to?
Oh, no. I don't order him to do anything. We have an equal relationship. Equal relationship, except... Well, you know, he works really hard. I think you just don't... It's just hard to explain. Mm.
He works hard for you.
I will tell you this. I would not be who I am. I would not have sold 2 million copies without this man in my life.
Then why wouldn't you marry him?
Because
he hasn't asked her.
Well, we've talked about it, but I've always said, and I've said this over and over again to him, and that is, I love the Goldie Hawn Kurt Russell thing. And I've said it a million times, and I think maybe that's just, you know, because I think they have a great relationship.
Well, the difference there would be that Goldie Hawn is...
What?
A fantastic actress, an Oscar-winning actress. Kurt Russell is also an equally successful actor. Kurt Russell doesn't book Goldie Hawn, doesn't go to the store to run errands for Goldie Hawn.
Is not on
a leash for Goldie Hawn, or Goldie Hawn says, here's another one of my credit cards. Here, I'm going to buy you a new car. You know what I mean? Kurt Russell is a self-sufficient star in his own right.
Right. So why do you have to be a star to be an equal? Why do you have to have an income to be an equal?
I agree.
Why do you have to be any of that?
I agree.
Is always there to support me. He works
Hold on.
Hard.
Someone from California wants to
I agree with all that. I just think he's got to marry you.
Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
Just to let you know, there is no such thing as common law marriage in California. It hasn't been in effect for years.
Oh, really?
Straight from the lawyers.
All the more reason why he's got to propose.
So
if we've been together for 11 years.
Hey, a ring and a date, you know what Dr. Laura says.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that palimony does not exist in the state of California?
Oh, palimony does.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Palimony, he would be able to take 50% of my income.
Oh, okay, no.
I've been together 11 years.
Yeah, there's no legal basis.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
But, I mean, you get on here and you parrot that other stupid radio show. Jeez, damn, we hate Dr. Laura.
I mean, we're just trying to bust Laura's balls.
I know.
I mean, Laura Korn, not Dr.
We
Laura.
Are, you know, in all seriousness, we are. We're doing that and we're having fun with it. We're not, you know, but then they'll say, hey, seriously.
You know what Dr. Laura said.
Well, Dr. Laura also says God hates fags, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't believe
she
in that either.
She is a nutty bitch.
Yep. She is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
I think you're missing the point there. Laura's saying that her boyfriend works very hard for her.
He does.
I don't think anybody gets that point.
Well, first of all, he's got my whole computer.
What you're talking about is Wiener?
Exactly.
Well, no, and not only that, I have my own publishing company. I've published 5 books. He has my whole company on computer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was so kind of taken
back. He's your secretary.
Well, no, he works in, it's a business. We run a business together. I probably work a lot harder because I'm a workaholic. I work 15 hours a day.
Do you pay him a salary?
Yes, I do.
How much do you pay him?
100.
1,000?
Yeah.
Sweet. A year?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice. Does he have that money in his own account?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, mine is his, and that's just the way.
But you're a millionaire, though. I mean, we established that the last time you were on the show.
I've sold 2 million bucks.
You're a millionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're paying your lover $100,000 a year.
Well, yes, but everything else is, I mean, cars,
what's his is yours, what's yours is his.
Exactly.
The cars that you buy him, are they in his name or your name?
His.
His name.
Absolutely.
What are you driving around in now?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, golly, guys.
Come on, what are you driving?
We love to know these
names. Okay,
and you're always very honest. We appreciate that.
You drive a Jag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two-door or four-door?
Two-door.
Two-door. The new
sports car? The sports car.
Oh, good. Yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's rich.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
I just want to tell Laura she is one extremely hot-looking woman. I'm looking at a website with some pictures on her. I guess it's some, I don't know what she did, some promotion. And very good-looking woman. She looks almost exactly like Barbara Eden.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
We've already said that.
Much hotter than Barbara Eden. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Radio Gods.
Hi.
I just wanted to point out, Laura.
Yes.
It seems like your boyfriend is your bitch.
No, he's not. He is not. He is my equal. I adore and love him.
I agree with this guy. He's your bitch. I agree.
The way you're talking about him, he definitely seems like your bitch. He does all your work for you except for writing your books.
Well, let me tell you, writing a book, if you've ever done it, is a 15-hour-a-day job.
I'm going to guess he hasn't.
I mean, you know, we both work hard, and it's impossible to determine who works harder. But, I mean,
let's get it answered. Sir, have you ever written a book?
Thinking about it.
No.
Yes.
The answer is no.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, I had 75 people's lives in my hand when I wrote this book, and I had to tell their story. I had to, you know, and these are real people, and I had photographers. And
were any of them more difficult than the others as far as from a cooperation
there
standpoint?
There was one couple that failed on the diet out of 38, and I expected...
Really? Is the last name Spiewak?
No, but you should see the picture. The picture says it all, why they failed.
Oh, you have a picture of them?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Let's see a picture of the people that failed.
That failed. It's really eerie.
Her book is called The Great American Sex Diet. It's available at Amazon.com.
And Barnes & Noble and all kinds of stuff. Father's Day is coming up. I think it's a cool book. All right, this is Tara and Jeffrey, and you'll see the before picture since there's no after shot.
Okay.
Look at this before picture. It speaks 1,000 words. It's amazing. Is that intense? Look at all of the imagery in that computer screen.
They're better looking than 90% of the people in your book.
But look at the shot. But look at the shot, though, Don. He looks possessed. He's staring into a computer screen, and she she's reflected in the mirror trying to get his attention.
Where did you get this picture? I mean, these are the people that fail. There's like a knife in the picture.
A knife in the computer screen.
Is he playing a video game?
Yeah, he's obsessed. He's on the computer 24/7.
He's playing one of those violent video games.
He is, and he won't.
Can you tell that he's doing that with that? Yeah.
And he won't get off in order to even get to have
to sex. Get off. He won't get off to get off.
Get off. Isn't that amazing?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, sounds to me, Laura keeps saying about how hard he really works and he does so much for her. Well, do you mean by experimenting with all of your recipes?
Oh, no, I mean, he works for Park Avenue Publishers. He's got my whole company up online. He helps with financing. He puts tours together.
He does all
the
menial.
I mean, we're really a team. We're
all
really
the menial
a team.
Jobs.
No. You do all the fun stuff, and he does all the menial stuff. Right?
Yeah,
works his ass off while she's out here being a star.
You what?
It just sounds to me like, he helps you with your recipes, but that's about it.
No, that's absolutely not correct, and I'm sorry if I've given that impression, because it's not true.
Well, you know, listen, I got it. Thank you.
I got to take a break here, but we'll find out.
I like the way. Glad to help.
We will try to call Laura's boyfriend in a moment. And okay. I know you want to give us your quiz.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And we want to give you our sex quiz also.
Okay. All right.
The Great American Sex Diet, that is the new book from Laura Korn.
What are you looking at? A woman walking out on the sidewalk. I wasn't sure who that was. I was just looking out the window for a second.
Really?
Yes, why?
How could you look out the window when Laura Korn is sitting right here? Look at
I was looking out the window while you were going to break here.
Okay. Look at her.
Yeah.
She does look good.
She looks
as good. We've had her on the show how many times? Like five, six
times.
We have never seen you look better.
You know what? And I'm telling you, it's because I feel more close and more connected. No. Just more connection.
It's just more connection.
You can't give the woman a compliment without her starting to plug in.
Just say thank you for Christ's sake.
Thank you, guys.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We will be right back.
Number one, Armstrong Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
Guilty of inciting happiness. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're here with best-selling author Laura Korn, sexpert Laura Korn.
Yes, she is a sexpert.
And her new book is called The Great American Sex Diet. And we are going to attempt to call your boyfriend Jeff now.
Oh, my God.
Your boyfriend Jeff, who is, you're saying during the break, never been on the radio.
Never.
Never.
And you have kind of an agreement that he doesn't do anything like that.
No, and I'm praying right now that he does not answer this phone.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, my.
The cookie crazy calls, please, a copyrighted
please,
feature.
Please. And please don't say anything to make him feel bad. Or you know, he's very...
Me?
You.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Look at Mike.
Both of you.
I wouldn't think of it.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no. Jeff, this is Laura.
Hi.
And we are on radio. Don and Mike has twisted my arm to call you while we're on radio.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Damn, you're a handsome man, Jeff.
No,
you are. Listen, I'm no homo, but I just told Laura you are the best looking guy in her new book.
We there was a consensus here that you were the best looking guy in the book.
Oh, jeez. I'm on radio?
Yeah.
You're on the air right now on the Donna White Show.
I told you about this.
I we have an agreement, and if you'd like to, now we've spoken to you, you can...
No. You've got to just talk to us for a second.
You guys are starting to fade out.
I'm going
to
give your... I'm going to give your common law wife a five-minute commercial if you talk to us for 5 minutes.
Oh, no. You know what? I don't want a five-minute commercial.
Okay, we've started the clock now.
No.
So I'll give you a commercial for as long as Jeff stays on the phone with us.
Why?
Is that fair? I mean, it's a fair... For as long as he stays on the phone with us.
I would rather just kind of, you know, take you on the Great American Sex Diet quiz.
I really don't know why you'd want to talk to me anyhow.
Well, here's what I'd like to...
Laura's the interesting one.
Well, no. You're the interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something. Did she give you flowers? Hello?
Oh, I turned her microphone off.
Did she give you flowers on Secretary's Day?
Oh, you're really bad. You're so bad.
She told me that abuse was part of it, and that was all one of the reasons why I said, "Hey, I don't want to do radio."
Yeah. Okay,
well, do you consider yourself to be an independent man?
An independent man?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've made my choices.
Okay, and then please don't take that question the wrong way, because it leads into my next question, which is a serious question. How come you have not married Laura?
How come I have not married Laura?
Yes, yes. We were curious. You have an 11-year relationship.
11 years.
11 years, and we were just curious, you know, why you haven't popped the question.
Well, you know what? We are really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And so why mess with a good thing?
I totally agree. But these guys think that if you're not married, what did you say, Don?
You have four married men in here.
Listen, I see your standpoint here.
We have no kids.
Why should you, you know, buy the cow and you get the milk for free? <You know?
laughs> That's the way I look at it.
Now, me, I've been married 20 years. It'll be 20 years in August.
Buzz, how long have you been married?
25, 26
years now.
And I'm a happy guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I'm not. I'm miserable. but my marriage is fantastic. I am a miserable, stinking, awful human being, but I'm very happily married. And the question would be, how come you have... Is the reason you haven't asked her because you are driving a BMW and because you do have credit cards and you do make $100,000 a year?
You know, we're just really happy. And you know, seriously, I don't know why mess with it. I mean, I think it's great for some people, and other people, it's not going to make any difference.
Is she really good in bed?
I think we could get married. Now, I'm not sure it would really make that big of a difference in our relationship.
Is she really good in bed?
Ear-to-ear grin pasted on my face.
Does she do everything?
For 11 years.
Does she do everything?
Well, that's, you know, that's another thing. Laura will talk about her sex life. And I won't. So you have to ask her.
Okay. We have been talking about frequency, is it better now than it's ever been? Your sex life. I know you don't want to. You don't have to talk about specifics, but
it's always been good, and it. She always surprises.
So she experiment with you?
Absolutely.
Do you get to do stuff with her boobs?
But would you say, Jeff, that we've had...
Well, hold on, answer my question. She has a real low-cut top.
Yeah, we're a team. She knows exactly when to chime in.
Hon, would you say that we have been getting more, now be honest, in the last several years than we had in the first... Maybe not the first 4 or 5 months that we got together, but certainly most of the time we've been together on the diet, this concept.
I'm sorry,
He wasn't listening.
Question. No, it's just that we just got Sam back. And
our dog. And he's Jeff has been with me on the tour.
Have you fed the dogs today, Jeff?
How is our dog doing?
Sam's doing great.
Oh, good.
He's doing better.
What kind of dog do you have?
German Shepherd.
A German Shepherd. Don has a German Shepherd.
Oh, you do?
Well, I bet you have one for the same reason I do. When I'm not there, I want my wife to be protected when I'm not there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you want your wife to be protected when you're not there also.
Oh, God.
The dog's away.
You what? He's scaring the dog away?
No, it said keep the other dogs away.
Keep the other dogs.
Well, listen, look at this now, Laura. It's been 4 minutes and 29 seconds.
30 seconds and you get a five-minute commercial for your book.
You get a free 5 minutes. You do. I'm going to give it to you. Free five-minute commercial.
We had to wrestle the phone number away from her.
Well.
Do you love her?
Oh, absolutely. I adore her.
Do you ever see yourself marrying her?
We've talked about it sometimes.
Do you realize in God's eyes?
No, not that. Reverend Donnie. In the eyes of God.
In the eyes of God, this is not a real relationship?
I can't stop laughing when you do that.
All right, well, you know what? That's 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Jeff, was that difficult?
Crying.
Just crying.
Well, Jeff, listen, thank you for your time. It was nice to meet the woman behind the man.
Oh,
I mean, excuse me, the man behind the woman.
That's a compliment.
Hey, hear what he said? That's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
All right.
He's handled it.
He handled it.
You did okay, Jeff.
Yeah.
You did okay.
You did great. I love you, hon.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, you could say you love her, too.
Oh, I do love her.
Don't be mad at her. We made her do this so that she could get a nice long commercial for her crew. We did.
I don't think that she would have done it even for that.
No, I said no, but, you know,
well,
I really...
Well, how did we get the number?
I know what you guys did. You just got her laughing so hard that she couldn't resist.
She has a lot of confidence in you. I think that's why she allowed us to make this phone call.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
What about her boobs, though? How do they look, really?
Can you just give us that, Jeff, before you hang up? I mean, really,
are they good, great?
She would hit me for that.
Are they spectacular? She's not mad. She's waiting for you to answer.
She's grinning.
Are her breasts spectacular?
I think Laura is more beautiful now than when I first met her. I mean, she's awesome.
You know, we told her when she came in here, and we say this seriously, she looks better now than she's ever looked before.
She's very hot.
That is true.
You hear that, hon?
Very beautiful.
I told you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Well, really, what are they? Good, great, outstanding, or spectacular?
Now, well, they are real.
This is radio.
Right. So the answer would be what?
Good, great, average, good, great.
Well, I'll have to take the line.
Take one line.
The old line that I just don't talk about that. I mean, one that you're going to have to really, you know, query about that.
Okay, we will.
All right, I'll query her about that.
He is standing by his guns on that.
I will query her about that.
All right.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your time. You've ensured the fact that your common-law girlfriend can have...
I can't believe you called me.
A nice
anyway.
Long... Well, you know what? She comes on the show all the time to talk about her sex life. We wanted to hear from the little
guys,
man.
We talked about you guys a lot afterwards, about how much fun you guys are.
Well, we are fun.
I said this the last time she says that.
Yeah. Well, no, because when you banned me for whatever it was, a couple of years...
Oh, right.
Well,
you did slighted us.
You banned me, and it was like somebody took Christmas away from me.
Oh,
it was really... I mean, and Jeff...
We're very vindictive and petty, and I'm glad... we're very happy you're back on the show.
Oh, geez, Lord. Now, after this phone call, you might not be able to get back on.
Oh, no. This is guaranteed. She could have more of her.
No, it's the fact that you stayed on the line. You've done her proud.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Anything you'd like to add, Jeff?
No.
Okay.
But not.
All right, thank you.
Love you, Laura. Give me a call later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Okay,
what in the name of God were you doing to me, Laura?
That is the first.
What?
I cannot believe he stayed on with me.
What do you see in that guy?
My God. You know, and really, as Don said, and I must reiterate, in the eyes of God,
what do you see in him? I mean, what do you two talk about? Jesus Christ.
We don't do a lot of talking.
You don't do a lot of talking. They're always having sex.
No.
Right, well, let's start.
Well, we are both very active. We do a lot of we love to ski. We love to rollerblade. We kayak. We whitewater raft. We exercise a lot. We hike. We camp. We do a lot of stuff. So we share the love of outdoors and physical exercise.
Well, things that just involve not a lot of talking. Do you ever just?
No, we do.
And I hate it. I hate sitting down to talk. My wife.
Is he a big reader?
Yes, he reads a lot of novels.
Man, I freaking hate him. When my wife and I talk...
You can't find a guy that hates reading, like we do.
We have a bumper that says we hate books.
We hate books.
When my wife and I talk, you know what it is really? She talks and I listen. That's really how it goes.
Really?
Yeah.
And don't you just want to scream shut up sometimes?
No, I'm not allowed to. I mean, I just... I just go, mm-hmm.
I mean...
Right, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you have won yourself a free commercial now.
Okay, so now what does that mean? I've won myself a free commercial.
You have won. I promised you 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I'll give you 5 minutes to sell your book. If you want, Mike and I will even leave the room.
I think that would be a wonderful experiment where we give you 5 minutes. It's all you.
You're going to have 5 minutes.
You can do it standing on your head.
Let's face it. You come in here, you like being on the show, but when we start goofing around with you, it always gets back to the sex menus, the sex diet. You know, the deal was really, you did a great job by letting us talk to, the little woman there. So.
Wait. I have another deal.
What's
okay,
that?
Okay, this is what I would prefer.
What?
That you would get two or three listeners that are listening to the program right now and actually put them on the diet. All right.
You love this. Okay.
Well, you just,
sure,
well, this
sure.
is a barter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll
so
do
we
it
put
right.
them on a diet and we follow them. Once a week I call in and I spend 1 minute of this 5 minutes on the phone with the couples to see what they're doing on the diet, if they're actually learning anything, having fun.
You really think that people are going to follow through on this and call us like every week?
Absolutely.
Well, we have to have the couples on every week?
We could do it every 2 weeks. We could do it whatever
with the couples, or would it just be you giving us an update on, Jen and Kathy tried?
Well, we could have one couple 1 week, or just we do two couples. Because I believe that this can transform.
I think I'd rather just have the 5 minute commercial right now.
I agree.
But I'm bartering because I think this is good radio because every week you're going to hear what they did to each other in bed. And if these spices, these things that you can
do,
actually work.
Let me ask our listeners
okay.
what they would rather hear.
Okay.
They would rather hear a solid 5 minute commercial from you right now, or if they would rather hear...
But I don't have a 5 minute commercial prepared.
Where we track for 28 days.
Yes, once a week.
How about one couple?
One couple's cool.
One couple. Would they rather hear the 5 minute commercial or track one couple for 28 days?
But now, if the one couple was on this for 28 days, if they called in, let's say, for 5 weeks, that means they'd only get 1 minute a week.
That's all that you need.
Why, but, I mean,
but it's only for 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks. So we talk to them once, and I call
so
in
one
wherever
minute a week,
I am.
1 minute a week for 4 weeks.
Yes. Yes, we talk to them, and they tell you what they've been doing in the bedroom. And if it's working, if they feel good, and we need a woman who has a low sex drive.
Yeah. I think all we have is calling it guys, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I bet one of them is married to a woman.
But you ask people's opinion whether they want a 5 minute commercial.
Hey, Joey?
Yeah.
Would you rather hear a 5 minute commercial or hear a couple for 1 minute for the next 4 weeks?
Well, I'd rather be one of the couples.
Do you want to go on the diet?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. That's not a fair study because this guy called up. I'll keep him on hold.
Okay.
Because he wants to go on the diet.
Okay. But why? My boyfriend, I gave you the phone number. Why are you leaving it to your audience to...
Because we serve our audience.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That is the most important rule.
They have to listen to this show every day. I mean, I want to know what's, at this point, what's the lesser of two evils? Is it, you know, because I'm going to give you your airtime. A promise is a promise. Okay. I'm going to give them 5 minutes right now, or would they listen to a minute over the next 4 weeks?
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. What do you think? Hello?
Oh, F you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'd like to go on that diet.
Everybody wants to go on the diet. Once again, our listeners are being just a little selfish.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Would you rather hear a 5 minute commercial now or listen to the people for 1 minute for the next 4 weeks?
I think the people, I'd like to hear a couple on this diet.
Yeah.
All right, now keep in mind that even if it's 1 minute, it'll end up being more than 1 minute. You know
it will. I know how you guys are.
You know it will.
Once a week, we'll be talking about their sex life. Because and we need a woman with low sex life.
Yeah, and we will actually talk about specifics, exactly what they did. None of this is in the book stuff.
All right, hello.
No, specific.
Don and Mike, what do you think?
Don.
Yes, what do you think?
Yeah, I say I like her, but I don't think 5 straight minutes of her I could take. I mean,
all right.
I
vote.
And I say I like the idea of the experiment. I say
all right.
1 minute a week.
That's all two right. Votes, yes.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. What do you think? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think that the experiment is a go. I think that she should do it.
That's three votes for right. Yes.
So I think we talked to five people.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, turn your radio down.
Or just hang up.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, sorry, it's bad cell phone.
Hey, what do you think?
Hey, I'd like to hear what happens when Don and Mike listeners get on the deal of squeal.
Deal of squeal. All right, that's four. We'll take one more. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
The squeal.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I'd like to see the experiment.
All right.
Everybody wants the experiment.
Okay. Everybody wants the experiment. Okay.
Yeah.
The good news today is you don't have to hear a 5 minute commercial.
Uh-huh.
I guess what this means is
that we are attached to this woman
the
for
great American
4 weeks.
So, all right. So what day are we going to do this? And are we going to pick a couple now?
You know what? Yeah. You know what? I got to do a break.
Okay.
And then we
okay.
come back.
We have
right.
to pick the perfect couple.
Yes. We'll pick the couple. And
yeah,
then you can arrange with Lisa, you know, what day of the week you'll call in for the update.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
See, so it worked out for you.
I think it's great.
Right. Thank
because
you.
The proof is in the pudding.
Okay. What is that?
No, because the diet will work.
Okay. You're a master
pitch
woman.
And it will be a great, great bet every
master
week.
Master pitch woman, also familiar with the art of the deal.
Well, you know why? Because you have a 97.3 chance of succeeding on this diet because only one person fell off the diet out of 38 couples.
Okay.
And where are our free books?
I've got, how many do you want?
Well, I'd like one.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I'd like zero.
Are they here?
Now, Lisa, you've seen it. She wants to go on the diet.
Of course she does.
Good morning.
She doesn't need it, though.
Now, she actually, your boyfriend was what, looking at the menu, and what did he say?
Well, we were just hanging out. First of all, you know, there's the boy and the girl spice section, and I got really turned on by the for her eyes only part, and Nick went to read the for his eyes only part and could only get through two of them, had to put it down because he was a little excited. There was family around. We couldn't really get
it. She doesn't like oral.
What?
She doesn't
giving
like
or, wait a minute, giving or receiving?
Oh, I love what receiving.
She
giving.
Hates giving. Talk to her
a lot. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to give you a couple oral spices off the menu as homework.
Oh, okay. Dear.
I'll work
oh, my.
On it.
All right.
Okay.
But I have a book for you, Mike. Do you want to take a book
home? Yeah, I will.
We
take
have
a book
books
home.
In the bag.
Yes,
so.
Please bring me a book.
Because I think, Rob, you want to
bring the book to me, Lisa.
Rob, you, want the same, you want the same amount as I do?
If there's a shorter version, I'd like none of that one.
Well, you know, you don't even have to read the book. You can just whip out the diet.
All right, then I think of the Buzz. Do you
want one?
I wouldn't mind looking at the copy of the book.
Buzz and I are always naturally curious.
Yeah, sure. I read a lot.
That's the way it normally goes on this show. Mm-hmm. You've seen the balance of the show here, mm-hmm. right there. That's the way it normally goes.
Yeah.
We're just a little more curious.
Out of the four of us, two copies would be fine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's
all right, thank you. Well,
did you know Rob and Don are going to France together? They won't need that book there.
No.
You're goddamn right we don't. That's not a joke. We are going to vacationing with our families together.
Oh, your families?
Yes.
That's cool. When are you going?
A couple of weeks.
Paris?
Yeah, at Nice, right?
Oh, Nice.
Rob and Don are going to be going on the Great American Foreigner Diet.
All right, Laura's book is called The Great American Sex Diet, and I guess we have to...
Where the only thing you nibble on is your partner.
We have to find a couple here in a moment.
I love my subtitle.
And we will give Laura our sex quiz also.
Okay.
When we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it.
Uh-huh.
Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Laura Corn.
Urinated on the stage.
Laura
and
Corn.
Invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way to conduct a gynecological examination.
Edit.
4, 3, 2.
Adored by all their money fans, Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, free movies tonight at the AMC Hoffman Theater. AMC Hoffman Center 22.
All right.
Join Rob A. and Lisa. They're going to be there tonight, Don and Mike Film Festival. It's FRWE. Brand new 22 Theater, AMC Hoffman Center in Alexandria, Virginia, right off Eisenhower Avenue. At my movie theater, we'll be watching Batman. And Mike, it's Goodfellas.
Great movie.
In Buzz's, it's Pulp Fiction.
Yay.
And in Rob A's, it's Casino. The movies are free. They start at 8 p.m. tonight at the AMC Hoffman Center 22. Laura Corn is still here. Her new book is The Great American Sex Diet.
Where the only thing you nibble on is your partner.
Right.
You always have those, don't you? You always have the little thing under the thing.
The thing of the thing.
Thing under the thing. Now, listen, here's a guy, I think, who wants to participate. Lewis?
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Where's
Laura?
Hi. Now,
listen, your wife's in the car with you?
Yes, she is.
She have a low... does she have a low sex drive?
No, she doesn't have a low sex drive.
Isn't that what you want as a...
I think that would probably be, because there's 24 million women out there that I'm trying to really...
All right, sorry. Your wife's too sexed up. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Well, what's your name?
Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Tammy, do you have a low sex drive?
I have a very low sex drive.
Okay, how low is low? And are you married?
How low?
Married.
Yeah.
Almost 30.
It is so low.
How low is
it? So low I saw a robin dipping his worm in this tea.
Hi-oh.
So, you've been married 13 years?
Yeah.
And you have children?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm okay.
Oh, no.
What, honey? Hello?
A golden opportunity. You've got a bad cell phone there.
All right, say what you have to say.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter. I don't really even have to have it. I just do it for my husband. It's, when I get going, it's good, but just it's working up the energy to get going.
Exactly. That's what it's getting over the hump from no to yes, right? But
right.
Aren't you always glad after you have sex?
Yes.
Don't you always feel better?
Yes.
Okay, more confident?
Yes.
Don't you walk different?
You walk bow-legged or something. So is this girl you want her?
You know what? So here's the thing. Now you're going to go on the diet, okay?
Okay.
You are going to agree to make love 3 to 4 times a week with your husband.
I love that.
For 28 days.
And that's not all.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
and
wish we were up in New York. Get Peter Johnson to go on the diet.
And here's what you're going to do. You have a menu. You know, just like you get at a restaurant. All right? It's for your eyes only.
Pickle the Duke.
And then he has a menu. Okay?
Okay.
And you are going to choose, you're going to pick 2 spices off your menu, and you're going to surprise him twice a week, and he's going to surprise you twice a week.
Okay.
Are you willing to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
All right,
we've got. Do we have our couple?
We have our. Yeah. We have our. Actually, our lawyer who will finalize the agreement. He's right here.
Here he is.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
There he is. All right, Cammy. What is your husband's name?
Scott.
Now, okay. Will he be willing to go on the radio? Will he go on the radio and talk about the diet?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a wild, conservative, or middle of the road?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, when you finally do have sex.
Oh. Middle of the road?
Kind of middle of the road?
Yeah.
All right.
You do everything?
No.
No, you don't.
Now, do you have...
I don't do the no-no.
Well, no, good for you. What I mean, when I ask if you do everything, I meant do you, you know...
Is the no-no involved in the book?
No, it's not.
Good for you, Laura.
Hmm.
Oh, is that... Did I get...
Yes, you do. That's good. You don't want to have sex there.
Do you have kids or no?
Yes, two. Oh,
two children. Now, does the...
Why do you want to have sex here?
This is a really wonderful advertisement for not having sex in the no-no.
Now, what is your favorite thing to do and when you finally do make love? I mean, is there anything? Oral? Intercourse? Foreplay?
Just intercourse.
Lights off, I'm guessing?
I'm sorry?
Lights off, I'm guessing?
No.
Lights
no.
on?
Anyway, lights on, lights off, yeah. TV set, doesn't matter.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, my goodness.
It can be a general, you know, look.
Come on, honey. Who do you think you look like?
Come on, help us out here. You know,
I've got red hair. Let's say Lucille Ball.
As she is today?
No. And
your husband, who does he look like?
Well, see, I'm prejudiced, so I'd say Cary Grant.
Oh, I thought you were going down a different road there. I thought you were going to say, like, Archie Bunker or something.
Now, what is your number one excuse for not having sex?
I'm too tired.
You're too tired.
Yeah.
But, you know, sex actually gives us more energy, not less.
You know what I noticed on the cover of your book, Laura?
Yes.
That next to the hot tub, there's a little bowl of strawberries.
And they're not eating the strawberries. They're eating each other.
That's wonderful.
They're eating each other. All right, listen, Cammy, as far as I'm concerned, I'll close the deal with
her. Yeah, I think she's going to be good.
Cammy, the fiery redhead. This is.
Now, wait a minute. How often are you having sex right now? I just want to ask you. Approximately. Once every 10 days? Once every 2 weeks?
2 weeks or so, yeah.
Yeah, once every 2 weeks.
Lucky man you're married to. All right, hold on, Cammy, hold on, and let's at least get all your information.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, please.
Cammy will get all clammy.
So the deal is that she and her husband will call in, and for 1 minute, for the next 4 weeks, they will talk about, and you'll get them to talk explicitly about what they're doing?
Exactly. Which spices off the menu they did, if they scheduled sex, if scheduling sex worked for them or not.
Okay.
And we'll give them a copy of the book, and we'll...
Is any porno involved in your book?
Actually, there are a couple of spices that are
involved in that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there are approximately 70 spices on the menu.
Spices?
You know, erotic spices. And if you do the arithmetic, if you do combo platters.
Right.
If you mix two spices together, there's approximately 70.
Do you let your boyfriend, city talk you?
No.
Kitty talk.
Yeah. Oh.
Kitty, take the letters and move them. No, don't button your blouse up.
I didn't know it popped up.
No, we weren't talking about it, but you know.
Do you let him kitty talk you?
You know, that's part of a little bit. You know?
A little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't do a lot for me.
Right, well.
That's okay. Always about you, Laura.
Always about you. I had to ask.
Are you into that?
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I guess
he's not really into it that much.
Really, he's not?
That's interesting.
No, I think more than anything, we're oral. Very
that
oral.
About him. Oh.
We're very oral.
Don is into all sorts of things except for the aforementioned place that we advertise. This is not a sexual organ.
Not now.
But what about the perineum? I mean, what about the taint?
The taint comes up again. The taint always comes up.
Well, no, is that okay?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because the taint is right next door to... Okay?
but how about that little switch between the, can I say...
Yes, sure.
Okay, say what? Between the testicles.
tape. You're talking about the tape.
No, between the broil switch on the oven, right between the testicles.
Oh, now you're hurting me.
Stay away.
You're talking about a man's sack.
Yes, right.
You're not talking about below, you're talking the actual sack?
Right in the middle. There is...
Fine with me. See, I get real oogie about that.
Why?
Pain-wise, because if you go one, you know, on one side of it, no! Painful, you know, sensitive.
So not even stroked or lightly nibbled?
Well, you know, we can negotiate. We can talk. Now that you put it that way. Right, gentle.
Hold on.
Now, you're going to do a break. If you have to leave it and... You have to come back for one more break.
Okay.
Simply to take our sex quiz. Okay?
Okay.
A sex quiz that's been taken by all of us and by major celebrities.
Dennis Franz, presidential candidate, took this test.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's the pseudo celebrity who took it last week?
The pseudo celebrity that took
it. Who did we have in here last week?
I don't know why we're even selling this. You know, it must have made a real impression on us because we both forgot. No one remembers the guest.
Who was in here last week and took this?
Rob, you've got brains. Come on.
Rob, who was our guest last week?
Hold on.
Nobody remembers. I know Greg Brady took the test, not last week. But
no, it's Morris Jones.
Morris Jones.
That's why.
Morris Jones.
TV
anchorman.
Like, Christ, we only did two shows last week.
But, you know, that's why we didn't remember.
It's Morris Jones. Okay.
You said celebrity.
Hey there. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
What I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
Just an alcohol swab and a quick pen light inspection, and it begins. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. We're here with Laura Korn, and we have copies of her book right now. Three copies of her book, The Great American Sex Diet. Give them to a caller, starting with caller 100 at 877-365-3636.
Where the only thing you nibble on is your partner.
So if you want a free copy of this book, be one of the first three callers, starting with call 100. So generous you are. You come on our national radio show with three copies of
your
freaking book to give away.
I didn't do that. The publisher did that. You know, I just want to read this one quick little quote from the three-year-old son that their parents went on the diet.
My mom and dad have never effed more.
That's not right.
They're Glenn and Christy, and they're a couple that are featured in the book. And 3 weeks into their diet, their three-year-old son turns to Glenn, the husband, and says,
Mommy, put your clothes on.
And this is what Christy said. Even our three-year-old son noticed the change when we were on the diet.
Mommy, your pussy's bleeding. Daddy, your what thing is bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Listen, what he said. One day he turned to Glenn and said, there you go again, falling in love with Mommy. Isn't that neat?
Okay.
Come on.
All right, let's...
Even the kids will notice when you're on the
narcissist. Narcissist.
Okay, so give me the...
Please,
dude. I've got to do the sex quiz because I've got to get to the airport. So, shoot, I'm ready.
Yes, you do. Hold on, he gave me diarrhea. He gave me diarrhea in the bathtub. Listen to this. I'm just trying to... take a bath.
I'm farting in the tub.
Not many radio shows have that sound effect. All right, sex quiz time for Laura Korn.
Okay, sex quiz.
Here we go. Laura, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
Yes.
Have you ever had sex while you were menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
If a third person was there, does that count?
Sure. It counts.
Once, yeah.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
No.
Wow. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others? You gotten your jerk on? Pleasured yourself?
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
Ooh. Naughty girl.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
No.
Good for you.
I'm a virgin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You give the buzzer, but it's actually, you want to give her a ding.
Yeah, right. Do you swallow?
Definitely.
Have you J-O'd today?
Diddled.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yes.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
You ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Nope.
And what is your total number of sexual partners? You can round it to the nearest 10, 50, or 100.
Under 10.
At what?
Under 10.
Under 10. 10.
Wow.
That is a big surprise. All right, let's go to Buzz, the keeper of all documents.
Strong, but not our strongest. 9 yes answers and 9 partners. That magic number is 9.
So would that be middle of the road or below average?
It's strong. She didn't rank as high as Dennis Franz or as I did on the test, but she was very close, right behind
Buzz
us.
Buzz loves throwing that out. As
he likes to throw how high a score he has.
Him and Dennis Franz.
Right. The 10s. We got 10s on our sex quiz.
Yeah, that's right.
Most people don't.
He's very proud of the fact that he got a 10.
Yes to everything. Laura had a 9.
Right.
Well, pretty much. 12 or 13 questions, depending on whether you're male or female.
What did you say? No to Buzz.
I don't know. I'd have to go back over the questions again.
The no spot?
No.
I would have
said no to that.
And Buzz doesn't get the do you swallow question, so there's only 13. Right. So Buzz only answered no to 3 of the questions.
Pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. I bet one was the homo. You never had
right,
homo,
that
right?
No, right?
I know you've
we
had
know that's
interracial.
Not true.
I know you've had interracial, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Maybe it was simply something as you J-O'd today. You might have answered no to that.
Might have had a no on that.
Yeah, and that was, of course, another line.
Well, it was early in the day.
Right. Laura, you did very well on that test.
Yeah, very strong.
That's great.
Let's give away your books right now. Here we go. Hello,
right.
Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Taylor.
Tina, can you read?
Taylor.
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 Yes,
Taylor, you have won a copy of The Great American Sex Diet.
Good.
Excellent.
And your homework assignment would be, what's the number for 911? It's a very it's on the For Her Eyes Only menu, and it's a very unusual lap dance, and no stripper has ever done this kind of lap dance.
Okay, hold on, honey.
It involves a headboard, a CD, and a hot song.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yee-hoo!
And a spatula.
Hello.
Hey, the book deal.
Yes, the book deal. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm from Modesto.
Modesto, California. Steve, you also want a copy of the book.
Okay, Steve, listen. Rob, come over here for a second. Here's what you need, Steve. All right? This is in the book, all right? You need a bath mat.
You'll need pipe cleaners.
You need pancake batter.
You'll need a canned ham.
You need a bumper from a 57 Ford.
You'll need white tennis ball.
You need a pair of sunglasses.
A pint of Häagen-Dazs.
And a dual-headed dildo. And a pine cone.
And a bird if you can find one.
You're good to go.
Your homework assignment is liquid ecstasy under the intercourse spices.
Great.
It's a rear-end position that will have her levitate off the bed.
Oh. I thought you didn't like the rear end.
No. It's the style position. And you're not there. You're in the other.
He says doggy from the rear.
Liquid ecstasy, okay?
Sounds like a win.
All right, it definitely is. One of the most popular spices on the menu.
All right, let's get one more winner for you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hello, Miss Corn.
Hi. Miss Corn?
You know, when you hear, you think about corn, too, you know.
Right.
Amazing, you know.
Enjoy it a second time. What's your name?
Dave.
Who?
Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
I am from Laurel, Maryland.
Dave, you also won a copy of Laura Corn's brand-new best-selling book, The Great American Sex Diet.
Cool.
Beautiful. It's number 13 on Amazon.com this week.
Yes. Okay. And ladies, if you're listening, Father's Day is coming up. What are you going to get your husband?
Hold
a tie
on.
Or great sex?
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
A tie or great sex?
All right. Well, listen, that's it.
I know what the answer is.
I want to give you a compliment here.
Okay.
You've been much less annoying on this trip to our show than any trip I can remember.
You have great energy and great wit. And it has been a real slice of heaven.
Really? You've not been nearly as annoying today as you normally are.
Really?
Are you glad or are you?
No, I'm glad.
Oh, you are?
No, we've had a great time today.
Okay.
You are going to leave, and neither Mike nor I feel like we just had a gallon of ice cream and have an ice cream headache.
It's the best yet. It's the best. This is good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you. So now please leave.
Go make your plane. Go make your plane.
Okay. Thank you guys for having me on. I can't wait to check in with our couple.
It'll be terrific.
And I've got her name and number, and I guess we'll start next week.
Best to Jeff.
Yes.
Okay.
Our best to Jeff. Thank you.
All right. Do something crazy. Do something wild. Spice it up. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Get out of here.
Where the only thing you nibble on is your butt.
Right.
Ooh.
Get out of here.
Right, she's lingering.
God, she's got more satchels.
Look at her get herself all ready.
John Wayne.
Damn, she does look good.
She does. Yeah. She looks fantastic.
Hey, listen, and thanks for returning that compliment.
Incidentally.
Oh,
thanks.
You know what?
It's too late now. Forget it.
You know what? The first thing I noticed when I came into the studio is Don's weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got cheekbones.
Yep.
He looks great.
Yeah, thanks.
You've got some redness.
He does have cheekbones. He looks good from the front, too.
Get out of here.
Get out.
God, listen, I'm not proud. She said to me off the air, she said, wow, you really look like you lost a lot of weight.
I said,
yeah, I'm on body for life. And Rob heard me. I swear to God, I said, well, listen, that's great. Say it on the air. Say it on the air. But she never said it on the air.
No. And now she's taking all her leather bags out of here.
Guys.
Get out of here.
Is that your bag too, Laura? Is that your bag?
Oh, yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Get your satchel. It's like watching an Silverado.
There she goes.
All right.
Goodbye. Laura Korn.
Well, don't plug another book. Get out of here.
All right.
There you go. Holding up some other dumbass book written by some other guy.
You're going to miss your flight.
Okay, all right, Laura. Thanks.
Laura Korn, ladies and gentlemen.
There she goes.
Laura Korn.
I mean, it's not nearly as annoying as most times she's on the show, but you still slam the door, right, Rob? Yeah.
That's got a weird thing on the return. We've got to look at that.
Well, you know, listen, that was...
It was great.
As far as Laura Korn appearances go, that was pretty good.
I enjoyed it. I'm telling you the truth. I enjoyed that, and I look forward to, you know, hearing her update, the couples. Right. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed talking to her gay boyfriend.
That was wonderful.
That for me was the best part.
It was, and she was very cool about that. Very cool. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She goes,
bye-bye.
With Lisa in tow down the hallway.
Oh, dear.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, it's time for the news of the comments now with our friend Guy Birdley. And, Guy.
Yes.
Here's your intro.
Uh-huh.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
It's me. He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Timothy McVeigh goes away.
Right. Okay, and we'll be able to get the whole McVeigh thing going again. So
yeah.
Kind of lost focus on that last hour.
With all this sex talk.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
stay tuned. For news and
news and comments
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it was a car wreck.
What's the word from Planet Cresta?
Just mop it up with a T-shirt.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
New show now with Buzz, brought to you tonight by eGars.com. Visit eGars.com. Limited edition Punch Rare Corojo. Five cigars for $14.95. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. Buzz, I'd also like to mention tonight, treat yourself to an evening of joy. Tonight at the AMC Austin Center 22.
Enjoy.
Rob Spiewak and Lisa host the Don and Mike Film Festival. It's free. Four of our favorite movies, Batman, Goodfellas, Pulp Fiction, Casino. All four movies free tonight.
Wow.
Showtime 8 o'clock. AMC Hoffman Center 22 in Alexandria, right off Eisenhower Avenue.
Robbie spent the whole show today cutting the circle out from underneath his popcorn box.
Right. Very exciting. Four free movies tonight. Don't cost nothing. Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it's official. Timothy McVeigh is toast. The man behind the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people, including 19 kids, is dead after this morning's lethal injection. Although he said he was sorry for the lives that were lost, he said that was the price that had to be paid.
Mm.
The first federal prisoner executed in 38 years chose as his last meal mint chocolate ice cream.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as families of the victims and survivors watched the execution on closed-circuit TV, some cried and others applauded. Of the more than 1,100 people invited to the video execution, only 232 showed up. President Bush says McVeigh chose his own fate. Here's the president now.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in so at Franklin Field.
Oh, no.
No, no, hold on. You want President Bush?
President Bush, yes.
Here he is.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
Well, that's the president, but I'm looking for the president talking about Timothy McVeigh.
Oh. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket.
It's not President Bush.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to death squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
No.
Who was it? President Bush talking about the
McVeigh. The victims of the Oklahoma City bombing have been given not vengeance, but justice. One young man met the fate he chose for himself 6 years ago.
You know, we got into it whenever the show started days ago. But, Christ, we all wanted him fried. We wanted him to have his nuts cut off. Head cut off with a guillotine. I mean, and our audience was with us.
Absolutely.
They came up with fantastic ways to kill this bastard.
That are highly entertaining.
And
creative.
One more thing I thought of when I was watching the coverage today. I think you should refer to him as Timothy McVeigh, because when they start calling him Tim McVeigh. Somehow I have trouble articulating this. It makes him seem friendlier.
You're right.
They humanize him. Yes, to call him Tim McVeigh.
Right.
No, he's Timothy McVeigh. Bastard Timothy McVeigh.
Right.
Thank you.
McVeigh's lawyer, by the
Booyah,
way.
Booyah!
Not Timmy.
No.
Oh,
definitely not.
Timmy on Lassie, Tim McWilliams, Timothy McVeigh.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
There you go. But nobody needs to humanize Tim McWilliams.
You can't.
McVeigh's lawyer says there is nothing moral about killing someone to help
Stay
other
cool.
people heal.
Stay cool.
There's Timothy's lawyer.
Oh, Timmy.
Timothy. The cell phone companies are standing by their word that radiation from those phones doesn't cause brain cancer.
I agree. Right?
But the cell phone companies are also hedging their bets. The three biggest cell phone makers have been inventing and patenting devices to shield us from a lot of that radiation.
Call me on my cell. What? I said call me on my cell. Who is this? I don't remember. My brain hurts.
Ericsson, Motorola, and Nokia are the three companies. In Nokia's patent application, you'll find these words. It has been suggested that the radiation can lead to a development of malignant tumor.
Hold on, let me take a call. I feel fine, but let me see who's on my cell phone.
All right, good. Now.
Hello?
A better goal night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles could reduce the edge to a half a game.
Uh-huh.
Not on camera now.
What?
Where? In Philadelphia.
Oh, dear.
He sounds like he has brain cancer.
Yeah, could be. So far, there are 25 U.S. patents on radiation protection technologies for cell phones.
All right.
In the meantime, a neurologist is suing Motorola and Verizon over his malignant brain tumor.
That was a joke, really. Someone's really calling me on my cell phone.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Hello?
Get going.
Oh, he sounds like he has brain cancer.
Yeah, spreading.
Really? Hello? Who is this, please?
Why? That medicine should have been there an hour ago.
Yeah, there's a problem.
It'll be over in 5 minutes, Mrs. Blaine.
He uses a lot of cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
It shows. You have brain cancer?
Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules?
Yeah, listen to him.
Right.
Make no sense.
BC.
In the late 19...
Brain cancer.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, we heard. In the late 1930s, some scientists subjected orphaned children to a cruel experiment.
What's that?
They gave them negative therapy designed to make the kids stutter. And it didn't happen in Nazi Germany.
How could that be? I'm an orphan. I was adopted.
You weren't part of this program.
My parents were cruel as can be to me, right? I don't stutter.
No. I agree with what Don said. They were late for the enrollment, apparently. It didn't happen in Nazi Germany, this cruel experiment.
Don, baby, how's it going? Oh, it didn't happen in Nazi Germany.
No, it did not.
Okay.
Right. Happened in Iowa.
Wrong tape there.
Sorry. The story's in the San Jose Mercury News, and it says most of the kids were so disturbed by the experiment, they still have speech problems today. The boys and girls were never told they were part of an experiment, of course. All to prove the theory that stuttering is learned, not inherited behavior.
Learned behavior.
Right, Buzz. Even other professors at the University of Iowa back then referred to it as the monster study.
Learned behavior.
Don, baby, how's it going?
It was kept secret at the time because of the inevitable comparisons to Nazi experiments.
We would like to become a radio and a radio and a desk jockey.
The four kids now.
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
that. Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Like a four-hour comedy catheter. The Don and Mike Show.
Our thanks to Laura Korn today. Later this week, Mankind, Mick Foley's coming in studio, spend the day with us doing the show.
Always a good guest.
Later this week, Donny Osmond coming by. We'll be in New York this week, and we're also giving away a trip or two to New Jersey. See WWF King of the Ring on June 24th, courtesy of WWF Comcast and Cox Cable.
Wonderful.
Now, once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Supreme Court says the police cannot use a heat sensor to search your house for illegal activity without a warrant. The court ruled today on a case involving a man busted in Oregon for growing marijuana. Police used heat sensors to reveal the special lights he used to make the plants grow.
How's everybody's heat sensor doing?
Surprisingly, five Supreme Court justices called the bust a violation of the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable search and seizure.
Mike, this is the part of the news that's called News That's Important to Buzz and Joe.
Absolutely, very important. That's why it's in the newscast.
In making its ruling, the court overturned a lower court's ruling on the case. Basically, the court saying the police cannot use technology to peek inside your house without a warrant.
You hear that? He's hiding his euphoria.
A weekend rock concert drug bust here in Washington was no laughing matter. Police and DEA agents confiscated about 50 tanks of laughing gas, or as it's known to dentists, nitrous oxide. They also arrested 30 people in the parking lot of RFK Stadium just before a show by the Dave Matthews Band. Police say distributors were filling balloons with the gas and selling the balloons for $5 apiece. Some of the tanks seized weigh up to 300 pounds each.
Hey, Buzz, hold on a second.
Right. This is,
hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. 100?
No, to see, I'm curious when people call during the newscast why they'd be calling.
They're early birds.
You know.
No, hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, all right, they're all hanging up now. I think it must be, we must just have been taken off the air somewhere.
I think so.
In some market, one of the many markets that have boards our show every day.
And then the people that hear us get taken off the air, they start calling and assuming.
In hopes of winning a fabulous prize. My apologies, Buzz.
That's quite all right.
I had a groundswell of emotion there for your heat sensor thing going.
Apparently not. Disney says it will obey a court order to turn over its records of people having brain hemorrhages on its theme park rides.
Hello, this is Michael Eisner. I ordered 12 shredders. I want all the shredders brought in.
I was on the teacup ride.
Here's some Mickey ears and a free pass to the Funland.
Thank you, Mr. Eisner.
You're welcome. Now get the Revo out of here.
Disney's already been fined $2,500 for willfully failing to supply the names of the victims. The names have been requested by lawyers for a woman who's suing Disney over the brain hemorrhage she got after the Indiana Jones ride.
Hey!
There's new concern about high speed.
Me brain hurts.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm fine.
All right, we're going to give you and your family a day's pass to MGM Studios. What do you think of that?
Thank you. That makes my brain hemorrhage worth it.
And take this as my personal gift. It's a feather off an endangered bird.
Nice boots.
Yeah, they're antelope. Endangered.
And here, have this cell phone.
Thank you.
There's new concern about high-speed rides and roller coasters after a young woman died from a brain hemorrhage last week at Six Flags Los Angeles. Disney says a computer glitch kept that company from complying with the judge's original deadline for handing over this information.
They made us put those computers in.
Disney now says it will cooperate.
I used to like my style, typists. Yeah.
The governor of South Carolina has called for an investigation. He wants to get to the bottom of a memo that went out late last week urging young women who work as Capitol pages to wear more revealing clothing. The memo also asked them to smile when they're addressed as honey, baby, sugar, or little missy.
But now what's wrong with that, Buzz?
At the end of the lawmaking session last week, women lawmakers ordered pages to stop wearing miniskirts, low-cut blouses, and, quote, shirts that show your cleavage, end quote.
Soon afterward, an anonymous memo saying it was from the men's caucus circulated.
Men's caucus. I get it, Buzz. Men's caucus.
That memo said that skirts should be at least 4 inches above the knee and that undergarments are optional. It also asked them to accept as compliments terms like sugar, babe, honey, or little missy.
Hello, little missy.
Hey, baby.
It wasn't like last year, but at least 7 women were groped against their will at this year's Puerto Rican Pride Parade in New York. Last year, no fewer than 50 women were arrested, or assaulted, rather. So far, 3 men have been arrested from this year's attacks. There was less trouble this year, partly because of a stepped-up police presence. This year, there were 5,500 cops at the festival compared to last year's 4,000.
I'm glad we are not in New York this weekend for that. I mean, I don't care if it's a Puerto Rican Day parade, or it's the Irish parade, or the Italian parade.
Mm-hmm.
It just F's up everything in New York when anybody has a parade.
Well, not that much groping at the St. Patrick's Day parade, but everyone has to stay late to clean up the vomit.
Well, the critics hated it, but it was number one at the movies over the weekend, John Travolta's Swordfish. It opened with nearly $18.5 million in ticket sales.
The dice.
Shrek was a strong second with over $17 million.
Man, Pearl Harbor is taking gas now.
There you go. It was third with nearly $15 million.
Taking the gas pipe.
Evolution opened in fourth place at just over $13 million. The Animal was fifth with just under $10 million. Moulin Rouge fell to sixth place this week.
Good luck on that film career, Colleen Haskell. Dead to us.
It's been 21 years since the movie Caddyshack came out, but co-star Bill Murray believes it's not too late to cash in on the movie's undying popularity.
I totally agree with him. I speak for a number of golfers.
He and his 5 brothers are opening a golf-themed restaurant at the World of Golf Village in St. Augustine, Florida.
No!
The Murray Brothers Caddyshack Barbecue Restaurant is just coming off its first weekend in business. It's the first of 3 locations.
Oh, my God. You know, this pisses me off.
You know, it is. It does suck. I can't
defend it. Caddyshack is one great movie. Right. Bill Murray, if you've got to make money because you're not funny and you can't get in movies anymore, make a Groundhog Day cafe. Make a Ghostbusters eatery.
Don, it's not about Bill. It's about Brian Doyle.
And who are the other 3?
Well, there's Bill and Brian Doyle. I don't know who the other 3 are.
You said there were 5 of them, right?
There are 5 Murray brothers, and they're all in this together.
There's at least one that made a movie about traffic court or something.
Tito and Harpo Murray. Mm-hmm.
All 5 brothers are going across the country now making a movie about golf. The movie's called The Sweet Spot, and they're visiting various golf courses and doing who knows what.
You know, it's off. It's like when Dan Aykroyd opened up those House of Blues, which are really supposed to be like Blues Brothers restaurants.
Did you ever see on TV when Jim Belushi gave the tour of the House of Blues?
Yeah.
Made me want to vomit.
Bill Murray describes his new barbecue restaurant as country club gone awry. And
that's funny.
Well, you guys are not indefensible. You can't defend that.
That's funny, Bill.
I mean, nobody loves the whole golf thing and Caddyshack more than I do, but that's just crapping it up.
Sorry you spent the $400 million gazillion billion you made when you were funny. Sorry that now you have to try to make it by selling hamburgers with a Caddyshack name.
Why doesn't he just open an ice cream parlor like Jerry Van Dyke? Keep it simple, stupid.
That's right. While you guys were making your new deal last week, so was Bob Barker. Bob Barker signed.
No.
Yes. He signed for another.
The Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Wonderful.
Signed for another 5 years on The Price is Right. Already the longest running game show in daytime
television.
Might be
the last contract there.
Yeah, CBS got the best on that deal.
This will theoretically keep the show on through 34 seasons. Bob would be 82 at the end of this contract.
That's bingo.
But Bob gets 2 new Barker's beauties. I don't know if you heard about this. One of them is Heather Kosar, the 1999 Playboy Playmate of the Year.
Hey, there you go.
The other is the equally lovely but less known Claudia Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, there she is. There's Claudia.
I had no idea it was so big.
Yeah. Big contract.
We'd love to welcome you to The Price is Right. What do you have to say for yourself?
You know, the skirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
Wonderful.
Plus, hold on, we got to do this.
All right, be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland, hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Don and Mike Arner, you are coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call. So I cut it because they mentioned 2 local disc jockeys. But,
oh, I...
leading cause of friction bumps. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's called Baloo High School, as in Cat Baloo.
Baloo!
Two of its teachers have been fired for letting the students drink alcohol in class. The teachers were fired after school officials heard that the teachers had given the kids the booze in a computer class.
They Baloo 2.0 on the, on that thing that they, that, what's that thing?
The breathalyzer.
The breathalyzer.
Right.
The breastalyzer.
Officials found out about this after a 17-year-old girl got sick and had to go to the hospital.
That's what we put Laura Korn on earlier today, the breastalyzer test.
School officials say they're now studying the security videos from a nearby liquor store.
How do you feel about that, Jenna Bush?
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
Why were you drinking? I mean, in school, in your computer class. What's the dilly?
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Well, that's neither here nor there. What we really want to have answered is, why did you take alcohol from your teachers?
Yeah, when the subject of underage drinking comes up, of course we go right to Jenna Bush.
Jenna, please talk to us.
Take off my clothes.
Okay. There she is, Jenna Bush. Wonderful lady. Oscar Fingers is dead. Stabbed to death with a steak knife.
Who's that?
Oscar Fingers.
Who's that?
It's this guy's name.
I thought that was a dish that we had at a restaurant once in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Oscar Fingers.
Oscar Fingers.
Well, yeah. This is a guy.
Tasted like chicken.
The woman he lived with in Kansas City did it. She says he tried to rape her. Oscar Fingers was 77. But 33-year-old Mary Frost says he got hold of some Viagra, and she says he begged her for sex. She says he wouldn't take no for an answer. Mary was convicted of second-degree murder and an armed criminal action, but an appeals court has ruled that the jury should have been given the option of convicting Mary for involuntary manslaughter. And because of that ruling, Mary will now get a new trial and consequently a lighter sentence.
Now, wait a minute. Also, Oscar Fingers,
dead, stabbed with a steak knife by the 33-year-old he was living with. He was 77.
Right, and she was giving him Viagra?
No, he found it on his own, apparently, and they had made him all hot and bothered, and then he wouldn't take no for an answer. So,
and she had to stab him to death to stop him?
That's her story, and she's sticking to it.
Abba gives me an erection.
Okay. Dana Colwell is alive because she decided not to go brawless. Dana was mowing her lawn last week in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and the mower blade hit a nail that went straight for her chest. Doctors say her injury would have been far worse, fatal maybe, if she hadn't been wearing protection.
Like what?
Dana was wearing the Maiden Form liquid curved bra.
That's a padded bra.
Right. She was so grateful about her life being saved, she called the company to thank them.
She bought the company.
They were so grateful, they're sending her free bras.
Isn't that nice? Buzz, one more, please.
An American TV channel is plastering London with posters that are scented with dog urine. The posters are to promote Animal Planet's upcoming pet awards show.
I thought they were for the weakest link.
It also worked.
That redhead lady.
Quoting a network spokeswoman, it's not actual urine, it's the scent of urine.
It's her urine.
She says she doesn't think humans will be able to detect it. Quoting again, we're not going to go around stinking up the streets of England.
Could be absolutely fabulous.
Oh, that was no dog.
We're two fat ladies. Yeah. One of them's dead.
Yeah, one of them's gone, but the show lives on. The dog urine scented part of the poster will be close to the ground. The hope is a dog will pull its owner toward the poster, which extends high enough for the human to read.
Hey, real smart.
Yeah. Somebody's thinking too much.
Real smart. Thank you, Buzz, for the news and the comments. Time now for Call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. You'll qualify for a big screen color TV. We're giving away on Friday.
That's a good prize.
Call now, 100th caller, 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
God freaking damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, don't pee on my leg. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the NBA finalists are off today and tomorrow. Los Angeles and Philadelphia continue their best-of-seven series Wednesday in Philadelphia. The Lakers are up 2-1. The ratings are up 20% over last year, but still down 14% from Michael Jordan's final year. And finally, this gives a whole new meaning to the word strip joint. In Hudson, Florida, police have been trying to shut down all the so-called massage parlors and so-called lingerie studios along Highway 19.
Ooh.
Yeah. But the strippers have borrowed a lesson from hookers. Make the customer get naked first.
Since police are prohibited from disrobing while on duty, that pretty much stops the crackdown.
Look at the nude. I like to look at the nude lady. I like to look at the nude lady. I like to look at the nude lady. I like to look at the nude. I like to look. I like to look. I like to. I like to. I like to look at the nude lady.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, thank you, Buzz. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, that's it. We gotta go. Our thanks to Laura Korn. Her book, The Great American Sex Diet,
where the only thing you nibble on is your partner.
Somebody called and said that they actually update that Amazon.com list hour by hour.
Really?
And that her book had climbed from number 13 to number 5 while she was on the show. Good for her.
Cool.
Good for her. She wasn't annoying at all today.
No, she wasn't.
Please join Lisa and Robbie tonight.
They're on their way right now.
The Don and Mike Film Festival at the AMC Hoffman Theater Center 22. They'll have the report on that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, I'm afraid we're going to have to tell our friend Larry Romano how bad his new TV show sucks.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I didn't watch it.
Neither did I.
But I heard it sucks.
Yeah.
So that's on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
I am Caller 100.
Yes, hi. And what's your name?
Rich.
Rich, you won a pair of movie passes to see the number one movie in America, Swordfish, with John Travolta at the brand new AMC Hoffman Center 22 in Alexandria.
Excellent.
Two levels with 22 screens, stadium seating, and love seats with retractable armrests. AMC located just off Eisenhower Avenue at the Eisenhower Avenue Metro Center.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with a new episode tomorrow. Everybody, I don't know, network stations might be leaving us.
Mm-hmm.
Here on WJFK, stand by for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's outstanding.
To take you up to Sports Junkies time. At 8 o'clock. We got to go. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob is not here, so Joe Ardinger, step in.
Attaboy, Joe.
And throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Fine job.
Now, Joe, you didn't even try.
Good for you, Joe.
Maybe next time you try to throw some weed in his mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I bet that he tries for.
Dude!
Okay, we will see you tomorrow.
Come along, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Lady, The Don and Mike Show.